High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unich.
I don't hear anything. And a pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to Saints Field as we continue with the second season of the Iowa High School football playoffs. As tonight, it's Class 3A quarterfinal action here this evening, as it'll be the Xavier Saints, number one in the state in Class 3A, getting set to host the Knights of Davenport Assumption. Assumption coming into this one with a record of 8-2. Good evening, everyone. Scott Unich alongside former Jefferson coach John Hegarty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines, and we will talk with him coming up here in just a little bit. Our high school football coverage is always presented by First Federal Credit Union, and you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Schallstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. And check out, stop by. There are two locations in downtown Cedar Rapids, also in Hiawatha, and their soon-to-be open location out at the Westdale Mall area. Now we come your way here in the True North pregame show, getting ready for Xavier and Assumption. Saints with a 43-10 win over Oskaloosa last Friday night in the first round to advance and take on the Assumption Knights. Assumption, a big winner at Brady Street Stadium as they knocked off the Washington Demons last Friday night in come-from-behind fashion. Washington, Iowa actually took a little bit of a lead in that one in the first half, but Assumption came from behind and got the victory in that one. And two teams not unfamiliar with one another, John, here. A second straight year they have met in the playoffs last year in the first round. It was a Xavier victory over Assumption after the Knights scored first, Xavier getting a 52-20 win. And then the prior 2 years to that, they were in the same district and met in the regular season. So these two teams know one another.
They sure do. They've played many times every year, in fact, as you said, since the move down to 3A. And if you take a look at their games, the scores may not look as though they were ultra competitive, but I promise you that and anticipation, because he knows that his old friend from back in the day playing high school football together, Wade King, is coming in here, and he's going to have his team prepared for the Saints.
Yeah, this Davenport Assumption team is very, very good on offense. Almost 400 yards of offense they average per game. 262 on the ground, and they are led by a terrific, dynamic, terrific athlete at quarterback, Jace Levi. 76 of 138, 55% completion percentage and 7 touchdowns, but it's also ran for nearly 1,000 yards. In fact, 13 yards tonight, he's going to go over the 1,000-yard mark for the year, and they've got a running back by the name of Ryan Wohlers, who's already over the 1,000-yard plateau. He's got 1,112 yards and 14 touchdowns. Between those two, they got 34 touchdowns for a high-powered offense.
Well, they're going to make things happen, and you're going to have to worry about the big play all the time, especially with Levi. He's the real deal. He can make it happen through the air. He can make it happen with his feet. He's going to dish it out to the people that are special teams he knows can make big things happen. And so one of the things you know that Jim O'Connell has been preaching all week is stop the big play.
Offensively, these two teams very good, but also very good defensively. Xavier giving up only 162 yards. Assumption gives up a little bit more than that, 242. But I will say this, over the last half of the year, Assumption has gotten much, much better on the defensive side of the football. They gave up some big yardage to Bettendorf early in the season. That kind of skewed the stats a little bit. And you mentioned Xavier and Coach O'Connell. They always hang their hat on the defensive side of the ball. McLean Berger had a big, big game in that first round last week, and imagine he's going to have another big one coming up tonight.
Well, there's a lot of common denominators between these two programs, above and beyond the fact that they're both parochial schools. But the first one is that they are coached by veterans who were outstanding players themselves and are even better coaches, if that's possible. Each of them knows that every week you play during the regular season is a chance for improvement. And so they're going to expect that. When you get to this point in the playoffs, Scott, and everything's riding, you know that you're going to have a couple of teams that should come out here, play pretty mistake-free ball, and execute tonight.
Davenport Deception out of the tunnel, and Xavier going to make their way out of the tunnel as well here on the True North pregame show as we get ready for this 3A quarterfinal. And right now, let's honor America with the playing of our national anthem. International anthem here from Saints Field as we get closer and closer to the kickoff here between the Xavier Saints and the Davenport Assumption Knights. Winner of this one will move on to the semifinals, and that will be coming up next Thursday night. It's already been tagged as the late game, 8:20 start. The winner of this one and the winner of the Solon game against West Delaware that Alex Kuhn is calling tonight.
And that should be exciting to look ahead, but for tonight, there's a lot of questions here. One of them I know that you and I were talking about before we signed on is, will Jax Jungi play for the Xavier Saints? And that is a big question mark. If they can get him back tonight, that would be a huge lift.
Although Braden Stovey was terrific last week, doing the solo work, if you will, for this Xavier offense. And should be interesting and see if Jungi can get out there tonight. Quinn Schulte has been terrific as a runner, as a passer so far. 12 touchdowns, only one interception, leading this Xavier offense. Xavier in their navy blue jerseys with the white numbers, the silver helmets, a traditional look for the Saints, and the silver pants. Assumption in their road white jerseys with the black numbers, the white helmets with the red and black trim, and the all-black pants. That is what each team is wearing here in this one tonight. We'll give you our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups coming up here in just a moment. And while they congregate over there, it looked like they were coming right at you, Jeff. We go down on the field to the third member of our team, and that is Jeff Moss on the sidelines here tonight. And, Jeff, it's a lot better night tonight weather-wise than it was last Friday night in Waverly.
That's right, guys. I'll take this this all season long, especially considering last week was one of the coldest moments of my entire life. But this is going to be actually weather's perfect tonight. Temperature right now, mid-40s, very little wind, whatever wind is coming out of the east, so it's a little bit blocked by the home stadium. And you guys talked about it in the pregame. These teams know each other very well. An outstanding running attack for Davenport Assumption. But as we know, with Jim O'Connell's defense, they're not going to be able to run it between the tackles. If you decide that you're going to beat Xavier running between the tackles, that's not going to work. They want to get Levi and Wolers in that pro offense and get out on the edge and use some run pass options with Levi and see if they can get on the edge. But as we know, like we saw Xavier 4 or 5 weeks ago against Decorah, guarding the edge is also very hard to run against the Xavier defense. So something's got to give here tonight. Assumption has been playing outstanding all season long. So has Xavier. Assumption has not lost since week number 3, their first district game against West Delaware. So we are in tap for a very hard-hitting, great 3A quarterfinal, guys.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. And John, some of the keys as we get ready for this one here tonight between the Knights and the Saints.
Well, I think if you asked Dwayne Schulte, he would tell you that it's all on his offensive line and his defensive line and linebackers. Can they stop the running game, and can they get the running game for Xavier going? Because if those things happen, everything clicks for Xavier. The other thing is turnovers. Neither team wants to have any turnovers tonight. As we saw last week up at Wartburg, One team had a ton of turnovers, and they never even had a chance to get into that game, really. So whichever team takes care of the ball best tonight, fewest penalties, and then look for the offensive and defensive line play. Depth should play a big role tonight. I see a ton of Xavier players down on their sideline. I don't see a whole lot of white shirts over on the Davenport Assumption sideline, Scott.
Xavier's brought up a lot of the sophomores from that terrific team. It'll be Xavier to receive the opening kickoff. Wind coming from the east, so it's not going to be a huge factor tonight, only at about 5 to 10. And dropping back for Xavier will be Aaron Larson and Justin Schneider, twin safeties at about the 10-yard line. And getting ready to kick off for Assumption will be Nate McMullen. He will kick it off from right to left here as Assumption will defend the north goal. He'll be kicking toward touchdown logo over there. Our first time we've seen it in all its splendor over there on the school. Here we go, underway with this 3A quarterfinal. And this will be Larson on the far side. Coming to the right, 15 to the 20, cuts it up the middle, 25, 30. Good hold, 35, and brought down as he gets out to the 37-yard line. Very, very good return. And Xavier will have it right there. The Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Xavier Saints. Quinn Schulte, the quarterback, 6'1", 185, and a junior. And for Xavier, the fullback will be Joey Drahazel, 5'9", 185, and a senior. Braden Stobie coming off a terrific game last week, 6'1", 165, and a junior. He will be the tailback. As Drahazel is going to go out of the backfield, he will come to the right side, twins that way with Gabe Lux. And Schulte will go out of the shotgun. Right hip for Stobie. Assumption showing with the blitz. And here is Schulte on a keeper. Cuts it back at the line of scrimmage and backs his way to the 40-yard line for a gain of about three. Up front for Xavier. Left tackle Ethan Brown, 245 and a senior. Wyatt Johnson, left guard, 215 and a junior. Tim Globicar at center, 225 and a senior. John Draker, right guard, 225 and a senior. And big Josh Volk, 290 and a sophomore. And we'll see Jacob Hines and Jared Brown at the tight end spots. Jack Scott and Gabe Lux will be the receivers. Second down and seven, ball right at the top of the big crown. Hand off straight ahead and nothing doing for Stobie. Thrown down for a loss of about one back to the 39-yard line.
That was ISO, and it was bottled up from the get-go. Good job of slamming up in there by the linebackers for Assumption. Just couldn't get any blocking started on that play.
Third and eight coming up. Assumption, they play a base 4-3 defense. Valinas, Reducal, Mincalis, and Juarez up front with Schlichting. Seth Adrian is a sophomore. They have two sophomore linebackers for this Assumption team. And remember last year, Seth Adrian came up as a freshman, and that doesn't happen very often. Trips to the right side. Third down and eight. One set back. Here's the quick out. Caught by Scott. Couple blockers. 45. Gets to the 50, and he's got a first down at the Knights 49-yard line and a pickup of about 12.
Jack Scott, the recipient of two great blocks by his fellow trip-wide receivers, stock blocked their men down the field 5 yards. He had plenty of room to work with.
Listening to high school playoff football tonight on 107.5 and 1600 AM, KGYM Cedar Rapids, also KGYMradio.com and the KGYM radio app. Lux and Scott to the left side. Drahazel this time, offset eye to the right side. For Xavier from the 49-yard line. Here's the counter give left side to Stobie. Trying to push his way outside. Turns it up and gets about three out of it to the 46-yard line. And tackle made over there. Adam Mativer, 5'11", 140-pound corner coming up and making the stop.
Tough running by Stobie. But you know what's even more impressive than that, Scott, is the way he was patient enough to follow his blocks.
I think it's going to be so big to get out in front in this game tonight for both of these football teams. They haven't come from behind a whole lot this year. Second down and seven. And they'll send Hines in motion left to right. Out of the shotgun, direct snap. Here comes Schulte. Sweeping the right side, turns it up. Got hit hard just short of the 40. And he'll bounce off that and get down to the 40-yard line to make it third down and short. Going to be third down and only about a yard coming up here for the Xavier Saints. Maybe not even a yard.
Yeah, these are just good old-fashioned quarterback sweeps to Schulte as he goes to the wide side of the field. And, you know, again, if they get some outflanking done, they're going to try and that's one of the things Dwayne Schulte always does is see if he can outflank his opposition.
Third down, less than a yard. Just inside the right hash, just underway, no score here from Saints Field. Here comes the blitz from the outside, and the quarterback sneak should get Schulte the first down. And it will. First down going to be taken here by Xavier on the two-yard pickup there by Quinn Schulte. Let's go down to Jeff on the sideline with a quick update.
Yeah, guys, that's right. No Jax Jungia tonight. He is on the sideline in street clothes. So it will be Brandon Stovey at the tailback spot tonight, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. So no Jungia tonight. First down from just inside the 39-yard line. Again, the trips to the right side this time. Drahazel, the lone setback. They will put Stovey out in the slot right, and they'll throw the quick out. Scott had it for a moment, and then knocked away incomplete. John Bassier there, 6'1", 155-pound corner who came up and knocked it away from the Xavier receiver.
That's the same screen play, that little bubble screen out there to the trip side that went so well a couple plays ago, and Assumption all over at that time.
So it's a second down and 10. Schulte back to the huddle, 8:26 to play in the opening quarter. And Xavier on the move. Started with good field position after the return by Larson at the 37. Offset eye to the right side, twins to the left. And Assumption with a four-man front. They've got seven in the box here. And the handoff, right side, Stovey trying to cut it back at the hash marks to the 35-yard line and thrown down right there by Tom Radugel, 6 foot, 220-pounder. And picked up about four down to the Knight 35-yard line.
And again, just tough, tough running by Stovey. Gets his helmet and shoulder pads out in front of his feet, and he just keeps his legs churning.
Again, the winner of this one will get either Solon or West Delaware next Thursday night. Third down, we'll call it six, for Xavier from the 35 of Davenport Assumption. Off the fake, rolling to the left side. Schulte stops, looking, penalty flag down. Now flushed out of the pocket, rolls left back, pedaled, ball tipped, and incomplete. As coming up with the tip, looked like either Seth Adrian was one of the linebackers that got it. And we'll see what the penalty is about.
Sideline warning.
It'll be a sideline warning against Assumption. Now, it'll go as an incomplete pass. That's only a warning on the first call. And if there's another sideline warning, it'll be a penalty.
And it's funny because there's not that many bodies over on the Assumption sideline.
Xavier going to think about it. Now they're going to bring out the punting unit, looks like. Gabe Lux will stay in to punt it away for Xavier. And trying to pin Assumption down there. Bassier will drop back. Left-footed kicker angling to the far side. End-over-end kick, and it's going to be down inside the 10. It's going to be down, it looks like, at about the 6-yard line. Only going to be about a 30-yard punt, but an effective 30-yard punt. As Xavier will bring out the defense for the first time. No score. As we are just underway in this Class 3A quarterfinal. And Jace Levi will come out for Davenport Assumption, but he'll be deep in his own kitchen. Ryan Wohler, senior 6'2", 200-pounder. He is going to be the featured back. They'll send a man in motion and on the keeper, bringing it up the left side and getting out to about the 9-yard line is Levi. This guy is an all-around athlete, and we'll be able to see him because of those beautiful sea green shoes that he's wearing out there, Jen. I know you're a devotee of footwear.
It's not hard to miss him with those shoes, is it? That was a fake on the jet sweep there, and then he just pulled it right out, and then he decided to run it through the tackle slot himself.
Second down, and about seven. Ossier will go out to the right side. Again, split backs, man in motion, and Levi on the handoff to Wohler, stacked up and pushed back. Only a gain of about one. McLean Berger, one of the first to hit him. And also in there, Jack Lemke. Two linebackers, and Xavier's got good ones.
As they always do, linebackers for Xavier. Jim O'Connell's defense right up in the gaps there, only a yard or two off the line of scrimmage. And if you're going to run a slow developing handoff like that read option was by Assumption there, then you're going to have to get some line surge off, and they have got none.
Two receivers are going to put Wohlers out of the backfield. He'll go into slot to the left side, twins that way, one to the right, empty backfield. Wohlers in motion left to right, and off the fake, Levi throws, and the crossing pattern caught for a first down across the 20 to the 24-yard line. by Nick Gotia, who comes up with his 10th catch of the year.
Got a deep slant pattern that was hit off of, again, the jet sweep fake action, which kept the linebackers in, so it was an easy throw over them. Nobody back in that hook curl zone.
First and 10 for Assumption. And we'll call it the 24-yard line. Under six to play. Clock rolling here in the first quarter. Bowler's coming in motion. And Levi on the run. Quick out. Catch made and angling to the sideline and out at about the 30-yard line. That time coming up with the catch for Assumption was Logan Clemmy, 6'1", 195-pound senior. Snyder on the stop, but it's a pickup of six. That's a run-throw option right there.
Yeah, and it really freezes the linebackers on that play action. So that's going to bring up second and four from Assumption's 30.
The Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Wohlers and Seth Adrian, along with Logan Clemmy, are all listed as running backs. Wohlers in the slot right. Adrian in the slot to the left. They'll send Wohlers this time in motion. He'll get it on the inside handoff. Bust through, 30 to the 35, and upended. As it gets to the 40-yard line, Quinn Schulte had to come up and make the stop from the safety spot. That's going to be a first down Assumption.
Yeah, that's never good when your free safety's making the tackle. But on that particular slot jet sweep, as soon as he got the handoff, he went through the A-gap on the opposite side. Just read where the opening was, had good vision.
First and 10. Asir split out to the right side. They'll come up in a hurry, and Levi to throw. Floats in the right side and overshot. Wohlers incomplete. Jacob Hines out there on defense for Xavier. Up front for Assumption, Sigworth, 230. Reducal, 220 at left guard. Peyton O'Neill, 210 the center. Nate Hempel, 230 at right guard. And Donovan Juarez, 225 at right tackle.
Dwayne Schulte chewing on the line judge on his side because he doesn't think that they came up and were set for a second before they snapped that ball. Now, if that hurry-up line offense looks familiar, do you remember who the head coach when he was in high school of Wade King was?
Would that be a Kopatich?
It would not be.
No. Levi on the sweep, coming to the near side and pushed out of bounds by Schulte.
It would be Reese Morgan.
Ah, there you go.
Don't forget, Wade King was second-team All-State running back for Benton Community.
It's going to be a pickup of about eight there for Levi, and a third and short coming up. Xavier defensively, Jacob Hines, defensive end, 205, Kyle Krizik, 225, defensive lineman. Drew Tice at right defensive tackle, and Cole Gert at 190 at the right side defensive end. Solon has scored in their opening drive, and it's 7-0 in favor of the Spartans. Third and two, Wohlers in motion. Levi gets the snap, back to throw, under pressure. Flush from the pocket, hit, and stretches out. Going to be short, though, of the first down. Just got back to the line of scrimmage. Good job there for Xavier. A lot of pressure put on by the Saints that
Yes,
time.
And another sprint-out type of pass where Levi was looking for people open downfield with white jerseys. Everyone. Great job by the secondary for Jim O'Connell's defense. Xavier punt return team coming out, and you know what Davenport Assumption's looking for.
You betcha.
Which side is this picket fence return going to go to?
I would think the home side.
I think
we'll
it's coming to Xavier, too.
Sigworth gets a good snap. Lineman gets it away. A floating kick and a flag down. Ball muff, picked back up and coming to the near side with it, making a move with the hole. Here comes Stobie to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Stobie to midfield. He's down the near sideline. He's to the 20, cutting it back, and he's going to go. But let's see what the flag is about.
We have seen these sideline punt returns so often. Xavier is so well schooled in them.
However, we'll see if the 75-yard return stands.
I think this is going to be two separate infractions, Scott.
No one's moving back, so I got a feeling this is going to stand here. We'll see what the officials say.
These two flags were thrown at very different points on the field, but I don't see anybody going back to get. It's another sideline warning, this time on Xavier.
Yep, but it's going to count 75 yards in the return of the punt. What did you say, John, before he kicked that?
Well, this isn't our first rodeo. Sometimes we sniff out an acorn here and there.
K.J. Pilcher saying 76 yards officially. Attaboy. Extra point try coming up here. Good snap. Placement made, and the kick on its way. It's up and good by Ben Conrad. Special teams getting Xavier on the board. 4:22 to play here in the opening quarter. And it's Xavier 7 and Davenport Deception nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Playoff Football from KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp. And Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip? No matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Back with you here at Saints Field. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss. As Xavier gets on the board on the punt return by Braden Stovey, 76 yards. He's returning punts. He's going to be the man back there running the tailback position tonight for Xavier. Levi and Wohlers to return to kickoff here for Davenport Assumption.
Scott, in regard to that punt return, you know, it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing entirely to have prepped for it all week and then have make it stop in the game.
Here's the kick, Conrad, low, sidewinding kick. Wohlers, over-the-shoulder catch, 10, up the middle, 15 to the 20, cuts it outside, 25, and stacked up there right at the 25-yard line. And that's where Assumption will put it into play, down 7 to nothing here.
There are a few things tougher than an offense going out there immediately after having been out there and have to, you know, drive. This time, you know, they're going to have to go about 75 yards, so this is going to be tough. If Xavier can force a 3-and-out here, Scott, this will be a huge, huge turning point here in this early game.
I think it's huge that Xavier got on the board first. Those linebackers, Jack Lemke, McLean Berger, Ethan Herkett, the sophomore. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. They'll send a man in motion. That's Clemmy. Inside hand out to Wohler. Started right, tried to cut it back to the left. Stacked up maybe a yard to the 26. Lemke was there for Xavier. And also Cole Gert there for the Saints. And it'll be second down at about 9. This is a unique offense. It's got a little prairie Mark Bliss to it. But you don't have the direct snaps or the spinning or anything like that.
They spread the field a little bit more and try and get the ball out in spaces a little bit more as well. But agreed, it is very unique. Every time they come up, you never know what you're going
to
get.
The Seer to the left side. Levi calling signals. Second down and 9. Gets a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Eludes it. Now steps up. Throws short on the run. Incomplete. Tried to get over on the far side. Gabe Lux on defense there for Xavier. And it will be third down and 9. And Saints sent the outside guys that time. They sent Schneider.
Well, when you've got a quarterback that has a tendency to do a sprint out passing routes, you know, you can either go right into him if he's coming your way or you can run him down from behind.
Empty backfield. Levi will send a man in motion. That's Wohlers. Fakes the jet sweep. Back to throw. Levi loops the middle and it's caught in a big collision at the 43-yard line, but hanging on with the catch is Clemmy for a first down. He got popped by 2 Saints after the pickup of 17.
Yes, Quinn Schulte from his free safety spot came up and put a lick on him, but he had some great concentration to hold on to that pass. Receivers hate going across the middle, Scott, but 2 of the big pass receptions for Assumption so far have been just that.
First to 10 from the 43, just shy of the 43-yard line. Slot to the left side. And there was a penalty flag down as Levi handed it off to Clemmy on the little inside hand top, but I think Assumption moved early, and they did. The old Reese Morgan quick count. Kind of the second time we've seen that tonight.
And then this time, I think that little bit of a bird chirping into the line judge's ear in Dwayne Schulte's behalf came back to pay dividends there.
5-yard penalty, first of the night for either squad. And it will be first and 15 back at the 38-yard line. Nick Gotia to the left side. They'll send a man in motion. Jet sweep. Penalty flag down. Woolworth's trying to turn the corner. Turns it up. Stiff arm at the 40-yard line and got popped. As he got to the 41-yard line, again, Quinn Schulte lowering the boom on him. But we'll see what the penalty's about. And I think this is going to go against assumption again for a procedure. This might have been an illegal formation. That came awful early. And Dwayne Schulte says, back him up, back him up.
Yeah, field position right now is what Dwayne Schulte's banking on. And you might have wondered why he punted on the Assumption 35, but that's one of the reasons right there.
7-0 in favor of Xavier on the 76-yard punt return by Braden Stovey. And Assumption now the first and 20 back on the 30, just shy of the 33-yard line. As passer will come in with the play from the sideline. He'll flank out to the right side for the Knights. Slot left. Levi in the shotgun with the double slot and off the fake. Levi rolls to the right side. Has time. Now the little jump pass right side incomplete. Tried to get it to Wohlers over the sideline. McLean Berger who had a big interception last week. He was right there defensively for Xavier.
Levi has this tendency when he delivers the ball out on the perimeter to kind of jump up in the air and throw it while he's airborne. And that time, Jacob Hines came over and probably drilled him hard enough while he was in midair that he's going to think twice about that next time he delivers the sprint out pass.
Second down and long. 2:21 to play first quarter, 7-0 Xavier. Lemke showing blitz a little bit on the outside. Let's see if he comes. Long count. And the shotgun snap back to Levi. Tried the quarterback draw. Had to kick it to the outside and tripped up as it gets to about the 34-yard line. Jacob Hines again coming in there and making first contact for Xavier.
Well, and there's a lot of Xavier coaches, athletes, and fans who think that he was held there crying for a flag, but they didn't get it on that case.
Third down and long. Two out of three so far for Assumption on third down tries. They'll have this one on their own 34. They got to take it down to almost the Xavier 47-yard line. Passier to the left side. Woolers and Clemmy split out to the right. He will go with a slot to the left. Empty backfield to send Woolers in motion off the fake. Levi in the quarterback draw. Stop and go move. 40, 45, cuts it back 50. He's in the open field, and he might go. Far side to the 20, to the 10, and he's in. Touchdown, 65-yard run for the Knights.
Well, and this is one of the things that we talked about making Dwayne Schulte nervous at the beginning of this game is the playmaking ability of his two featured backs. And that time, Levi just burst past the line, was behind the linebackers, and before you know it, he's down the Assumption sideline, and there's no chance to catch him.
As Assumption hits the big play, and they are a big play squad. As they will look to tie it up, the extra point try coming up here from Nate McMullen. And it's on its way, and it's good. We're tied at 7, minute 26 to play here in the opening quarter from Saints Field. We'll be back with a kickoff after this one-minute timeout, listening to high school football on KGYN.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball team defeated Fort Madison 3-0 on Monday night and punched their ticket to the state volleyball tournament here in Cedar Rapids next week. The Saints will meet Independence next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in a Class 4A quarterfinal. Charlotte Richards led the Saints with 17 kills, and freshman Jazz Yamalkowski had 10 digs and 14 assists. The Saints enter the state tournament as Class 4A's number one rated team and the top-seeded team in the tournament. Join Xavier for the third annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Center. Tickets go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Well, two big plays, one a punt return by Xavier for a score, and the other one a quarterback run for a score. Jace Levi, 65 yards to tie it for the Knights. Kicking off McMullen, Larson and Schneider back, twin safeties at about the 10-yard line. Low kick running up, at the 16, making the catch, Schneider. Little stunner move, 25 to the 30-yard line, cutting it to the outside at the 35 and trying to spin away and gets out to the 38. Good return that time, 22 yards there for Justin Schneider. And that's where Xavier will take over. And that did not make Jim O'Connell very happy, I know, that last play.
Well, sometimes when you have your linebackers up as tight to the line of scrimmage as he plays his guys, if you get a quick hitter through there, then the only but people that are left, bodies that can get the job done, are the safeties and the corners.
Offset eye formation this time for Xavier. They'll go with a couple in the slot. Toss to Stobie, trying to get to the outside. Being chased, turns it up 40, 45. Cutting it back at the 50-yard line, down the far hash marks. It dives ahead in the night territory, down to the 44-yard line. Nice 18-yard pick up there by Braden Stobie.
Whenever you play Dwayne Schulte, if you're a defensive coordinator, you better be ready to stop toss sweep to the wide side of the field. And they have not been able to set the edge out there tonight. Dwayne's going to keep coming back to that as often as he thinks it's there.
Tied at 7. 1 minute to play here in the opening quarter. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Direct snap. Schulte just sweeping the right side. He's to the 40. Breaks a tackle. 35-30. Gets it back to the 20 and taken down from behind at about the 18-yard line. 26 yards, and Xavier's getting the edge right now.
Yeah, they really are, and they're getting downfield, and they're sustaining their blocks. They get somebody downfield on a stock block. They keep their feet moving, keep their hands on them, just doing a nice job of shielding them, if nothing else.
Could be the final play of the quarter coming up. We shall see. First down in the red zone at the 19-yard line in a 7-7 game. Scott right, Lux left. Tight eye formation, Stobie. Tail the tandem, and now going back in shotgun, in pistol actually, is Schulte. Gets a snap, and it'll be the same play opposite side, and not much this time. Taken down by Seth Adrian, the sophomore middle linebacker, after a gain of 2 down to the 17.
On their first possession, tried a little bit of ISO, tried a little bit of power inside. Didn't really work, but the outside perimeter game outside the tackles has been. So you've seen toss sweep to Stovey, and you've seen Quinn Schulte on the keepers, quarterback sweeps, and that's been very effective.
After one in this 3A quarterfinal, number one Xavier 7, Davenport Assumption 7. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Back with you here at Saints Field. And a beautiful night for football. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Jeff Moss. And we'll check in with Jeff after this play here. But the Saints, Jeff, they're getting to the outside right now. And just, they're outflanking this team. By the way, after the first quarter, it is 7-0 Solon on top of West Delaware, and Regina and Wilton into the first quarter tied 0-0. Second down for Xavier. McLean Berger in the backfield now on the left hip of Schulte. He'll be the lead blocker. Quinn to the outside, turns it up. 15, gets to the 10, to the 5-yard line, and in for the touchdown. 17-yard run there for Quinn Schulte.
Matter of spreading the field and just letting Quinn find his way, and really untouched to the wide side of the field again.
Got tripped up just a bit, but that did not stop the Xavier quarterback as he will take it in for the score, and Xavier back up 13-7 on the first play of the second quarter. Ben Conrad to try to tack on the extra point. Good snap, placement made, and the kick is up and good. And it's 14-7. And we'll keep it here for this particular break. And we'll go down to Jeff on the sidelines. Jeff, the outside has been very, very fruitful for Xavier so far tonight.
Yeah, guys, that's right. Huge drive right there for Colt Schulte. And Quinn Schulte taking over that drive right the field after a 65-yard touchdown by Levi. Assumption's defense looked all out of sorts that entire drive. Couldn't get lined up. It off blocks. That's exactly what the Saints want to do offensively. But now, defensively for Xavier, they need to settle in. There's going to be some big plays in this game. I think Coach Schulte and the guys have accepted the fact that there's going to be some big plays from Assumption, but they need to limit those, of course. But they need a big defensive stop here. Get the ball right back. See if they can put another one on the board before halftime.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Dropping back will be for Assumption. And twin safeties, it'll be Levi over on the far side and Wohlers on the near side. And, yeah, Mr. Levi's over 1,000 yards now. So that's two 1,000-yard runners for Assumption and Wade King. Here we go. Ben Conrad to kick it off from right to left. Glad to have you with us tonight here on KGYM. High kick, and Levi settles under at five. Up the left side, cuts back 15, little opening, 20 to the 30-yard line. A stiff arm, he's loose. Far sideline, 50. Foot race, 40 to the 30. One man to beat, and he gets by him, and a touchdown for Jace Levi.
I was just going to say, before that kickoff, with those two back deep, are you going to put it on the ground and let some up back pick it up?
95 yards on the kickoff return. And it's been Levi versus Xavier tonight.
You know, I remember a few weeks ago listening to K.J. Pilcher review a game that he had done with Assumption in it, and he said that Jace Levi is the real deal. You better take his word for it now.
My goodness gracious, a 65-yard quarterback run and a 95-yard kickoff return. And the extra point try coming up here from McMullen out of the hold of John Bassier. It's on its way, plenty of distance, and it is good. We ping-pong back and forth. Thought we'd see a defensive game,
wow.
And we're seeing fireworks
big
all over.
Plays all over the place. Both teams have got a special teams return for a touchdown now. And this is what makes coaches just go crazy. You can have everything taken care of offensively and defensively, Scott. You think you've got everything covered, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, something like that happens on special teams.
We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. 11:40 to play, first half. Xavier 14, Assumption 14. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Playoff Football from KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
...17-yarder is the skinniest of them all at this point. Levi, a 65-yard touchdown run. Levi, a 95-yard kickoff return. And Braden Stovey, a 76-yard punt return for a score. My goodness. Back and forth we go in this one. Here is a kick. They're going to squib it on the ground. This is Stovey at the 30-yard line, trying to sweep the far side. He's to the 40-yard line. Got popped hard as he crosses the 45 out to about the 46-yard line. Someone's going to run an offensive play here, John.
Good starting field position here now for Xavier. See if they go right back to the outside attack, outside the tacklers, or if they come back with the inside running game now.
Solon has put up another touchdown. It's 14-0 in favor of the Spartans over West Delaware.
Bettendorf spotted 10 on North Scott. Iowa City West up 7-0 last I saw against Cedar Falls.
Or Scott kind of playing the Rodney Dangerfield, we don't get any respect card, I think. First down from the 46-yard line. In this 14-14 game, Schulte again with the sweep. Got a block from Stovey to the 50-yard line and in the night territory again. all the way down to the Davenport Assumption 45-yard line.
Well, one of the things that I learned early on as a defensive coordinator against Dwayne Schulte is if you give him an opening and he sees there's something that you can't stop, he's going to run it until you stop it. And that's exactly what they're doing right now with the toss sweep to Stovey to the wide side and the quarterback sweeps to Quinn Schulte. And until Wade King can come up with a way of neutralizing that, he's going to see it all night long.
Second down and one. This time one set back, one full back under center. Schulte on the quarterback sneak. He's got the first down before he was pushed back. Should have enough to move the markers. Got popped pretty good. Jackson Mincalis, 6'3", 215-pound defensive lineman, and they will give him the first down. Total yardage after that first quarter unofficially. I had Assumption with 129 to 68 for Xavier. But we are tied at 14, 10:45 clock running first half. Another score to give to you in a moment. Schulte under center, handoff left side to Stovey, tried to cut it back, got a good block from DeHazel, and takes it down close to the 35-yard line for a pickup of eight. It's the old lead right there.
Yeah, that's ISO. And they did a nice job of pulling the backside guard, too, so that they could double-team down on the inside nose guard. So that's a good play that they're going to come back to as well.
Pella Christian 7, Pleasantville nothing after the first quarter. Second down, and we'll call it a short two from the 35 of Assumption. Schulte turns, hands it off to Stovey to the outside, stops, and got hit and brought down. All kinds of white shirts over there, led by Ryan Wohlers. He plays strong safety on defense. This Assumption team is not real deep. They'll have a lot of guys going both ways, but they're very good athletes.
Yes, they are. Should come into play somewhere in the second half, you would think.
Third and short. Third down, a little less than two from right at the 35-yard line. Twin receivers to the left side, Stovey that way. Schulte in the pistol. He's got DeHazel on his right. Now he'll flip-flop going to the left. He'll be the lead blocker. Schulte caught from behind and... he's going to be dropped. First one to get down and get through was Antonio Santillan, 6 foot, 205-pound linebacker, and he gummed everything up.
Now in the first quarter when there was fourth and short at the 35 of Assumption, Dwayne Schulte punted it. We'll see what he does this time.
Solon has scored again. 21-0 Spartans over West Delaware.
Oh, my. Everybody's concerned about their defense. Their offense says, hey, what about us?
Xavier's going to keep the offense out there. Fourth down, under nine to play. Clock running, second quarter. Tied at 14. McLean Berger in there as the tailback. Schulte under center this time. Looking things over. Fourth down, a little less than two. Schulte runs into his back, throws the middle pass. Hines has it down the middle of the field, and Hines is in for the touchdown. Hello, Tom Good.
35-yard strike to the tight end. Totally caught. The free safety for Assumption napping.
35 yards. That's just, it was the pop pass without the pop part of it.
Love it when those tight ends get involved like that. That's great, great coaching. And if that was an audible by Quinn Schulte, hats off.
That was a beautiful play call. And Jacob Hines with his eighth catch of the year. Conrad's extra point on its way and good. 8:32 to play here in the first half, and we got a score-a-thon. Xavier back out in front. Saints 21, Davenport Assumption 14. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 30-second break. You're listening to High School Playoff Football from KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you here at Saints Field. Another big play, John, this time 35 yards.
Okay, Scott, now what happened last time Xavier kicked off to Assumption?
That was a 95-yard kickoff return.
They kicked it to the most dangerous man on Assumption's field, and he ran it all the way back. This time I watched special teams coach Craig Jelinek talking to his kickoff team before they went out, and he looked a little more animated than we're used to seeing him in retirement.
Conrad to kick it away from right to left. See if they squib it. Nope, they're going to kick it high and deep, and this time it's going to be Woolers again at the 5-yard line. To the 10, to the 20, and this time brought down shy of the 25. They will give him the 25.
So evidently, Coach Jelinek just said, hit somebody this time and bring him down. Had nothing to do with the kicking mechanism itself.
First down, they'll mark it right at the 25-yard line. At Xavier defensive backfield, Gabe Lux, Justin Schneider, and Quinn Schulte. Bo Van Berkham, kind of a hybrid guy at 5'11", 165. This time, they'll send Gotilla out to the right side. They'll go with a slot with Clummy. And Levi in the gun. Levi sends a man in motion off the snap. Going to roll to the right side. He's going to follow his blocker, Woolers. Cuts it up, 25, gets across the 30 before he got popped. Ball comes loose. And I think Woolers jumped on it, and he did for assumption. Somebody stripped it. Kyle Krizek might have stripped it in there. Third man in there. After Ethan Herkett was in there for Xavier along with Jacob Hines.
And although Assumption got it back, the ball was fumbled backwards, and so it took away any real good yardage that was gained on that.
Yeah, Levi had about six, but then the fumble took it back four. Second down and eight. 7:50 to play here in the first half. 21-14 Xavier. Clemmy to the left side, Bassier to the right side. Picked up in single coverage. Levi on a second down and eight, calling signals. Gets the shotgun snap, deep drop, back to throw. Now steps up, flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the left side, directing traffic. Lobs the sideline, intercepted. Intercepted at about the 43. A late flag comes in. And coming up with the pick that time for Xavier was Bo Van Berkham. But we'll see what the penalty's about. And we'll see. We're talking with the Xavier captains here. And Xavier's saying it's on assumption. An eligible receiver downfield against the Knights.
Great coverage there by Van Berkham. Levi strung it out to his left as long as he could, try to make something happen, but he just threw the ball right to Van Berkham.
Made a nice catch at the 45 in Assumption territory. And another big play here in this football game. First turnover by either team, and that's going to be critical in any playoff game. First down, Xavier, up 21-14 at the Knight 45-yard line. Saints. Globicar over the ball. They'll run it out of the I formation. Stobie tailed the tandem behind Drahazel. Off the long count. Schulte to throw. Rolls to the left side. Being chased, trying to reverse field. Spins away from one. Stops. A pump fake. Still on his feet. Still on his feet. Now he's going to scramble and got about five out of it, and a late flag comes in.
That'll be a little extra yardage after the play is blown dead. And I'm sure that's going to be a personal foul for hitting him out of bounds.
What an athletic play.
My goodness, he had so many pump fakes and spins on that. That was some tremendous just athleticism and savvy as an athlete.
He got five out of it, did Quinn Schulte, and then add 15 more. And that's going to bring the ball all the way down to the Knight 25-yard line. And, nope, 30 yard. Now they're going to make it, they're going to mark it at the 29. All right. Thank you, KJ. Only gave him 1 yard for the run and then 15 for the penalty. First down from the 29 in Knight territory. Three receivers to the left side this time. Scott, Lux, and Stobie. One set back, and Schulte to throw. Going to throw the out to Berger. Coming out of the backfield. Hit, got away from one, and then tossed down. Going to lose some yardage back to about the 34-yard line. And Anthony Valinas, 6'5", 200-pound, left-side defensive end, made the tackle.
Dwayne Schulte has numerous tricks in his bag tonight. Ways that they can get one-on-one out in space, especially outside the hash marks, for these one-on-one matchups, and that's a new one that we haven't seen before.
Well, scores coming up at halftime. We'll take a look at the stats as well here from Saints Field. It's our high school playoff football presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Again, Stobie out of the backfield. Drahazel will stay back there. We're going to get a Xavier timeout. Timeout. Xavier, 6:25 to play first half. Saints 21, Davenport Assumption 14. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back to Saints Field after this here at KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you from Saints Field. After the timeout, it is second down and 14 back at the 33-yard line. Toss to Stobie going to the right side. Penalty flag down, and so is Stobie at about the 31. I think, John, this one's coming back.
I think it is too, but it's thrown by the line judge who is now replacing his hanky, so it will be a hold.
It'll be the hold on Xavier. The Assumption Knights making their 29th appearance in the state playoffs. As the Knights, they're one of the blue bloods out there. A lot of these two schools, very similar. They had a lot of 4A appearances for many, many years.
You know who took them to one of their first playoff appearances in 4A? Now you can say his name.
Oh, yes.
Tom Kopatich.
Tom Kopatich.
That's right.
Was only there a couple, what, year?
Yeah, and then he went to Wallert and took them to a couple of playoffs.
Wade King already in his 16th year at Assumption. It seemed like yesterday.
As head coach.
Yes, as head coach. You're right. Seemed like he was at Washington yesterday. Second down and long from the 43. Quarterback draw. Schulte angling left. Breaks a tackle. 35 to the 30 and brought down from behind. They'll give it the 30-yard line on a run of about 13.
Perfect call for second and forever. A screen or draw, and you got the draw on that. That's just good, savvy play calling by Dwayne Schulte. How about this score, fellas? Johnston 3, Dowling nothing in the second quarter.
Oh, can we play playoff football without West Des Moines? A long way to go.
You don't want to know my answer to that, so I won't
way
give
to go.
It.
Third and 11 coming up for Xavier. Saints right now, 2 out of 4 on third down tries. One setback, shotgun snap. Schulte a deep drop. Loops the near side, going for McLean Berger. A jump ball, juggled, incomplete. It was a jump ball over there right out in front of our Jeff Moss. And, Jeff, you had a good vantage point to that one. Just two guys fighting over the pigskin, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, guys. It came down. I thought Berger was going to have a shot at catching that thing, but a really good one-on-one battle out here right on the sideline on a wheel route out of the backfield.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Fourth down and 11. Xavier keeping the offense out there. They just started the 25-second clock. Remember, Xavier scored a touchdown on the last fourth down. See what they do right here. They'll send Berger out to the right side. Two receivers, Lux and Scott to the left. And Schulte under center. And Schulte, short drop, looks left, flag down, throws right side, and it's juggled and caught at the goal line, and in, yes, touchdown. But we'll see what the flag's about. McLean Berger got another jump ball.
Juggled it just a little bit, but then brought it in.
But it's coming back. Going to be an illegal shift on the Saints.
Oh, my.
And two people leaving at the same time.
Oh, my. That's an unforced error right there.
Would have been another big play here in this football game.
You take a sure six off the board because, that's just.
Now it's going to be fourth down and 16 back on the 35. And now I think Xavier's going to punt. And they will send in the punt team here for the Saints. And Casey O'Connell is going to punt this one. The pooch kicker for the Saints. Line of scrimmage, the 35-yard line. Low snap, no rush, gets it away. Spiral kick, angling to the near sideline, but it's going to catch the end zone. And Xavier punts, and the Knights of Assumption will have it at the 20-yard line with 5 minutes and 1 second remaining here in the second quarter. I don't think a lot of people around the state of Iowa thought this was going to be 21-14 midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. But when you get to the playoffs, you know, Scott, one of the things we've learned in doing this for a few years now is that take any prediction that you have and throw it out the window because anything can happen.
Levi in the pistol, first to 10 from the 20-yard line. Send Clemmie in motion, inside hand off to Wohler, straight up the gut. Just pounds the middle and got about a yard or two. McLean Berger on the stop. And it's going to be a pickup of two out to the 22-yard line. That's only the fourth carry for Wohlers. It's been Levi's show tonight. And it'll be second down a little bit more than eight. And it'll be from the 22-yard line. Winner of this one gets either Solon or West Delaware, and Solon's putting it on the Hawks right now, 21-0. Split backs this time. Levi off the fake. Rolling to the near side. Stops. Sets up. In trouble. Hit as he throws and just got it away. Incomplete. Hines was in there. He was one of the three Navy shirts. Kyle Krizik was in there as well as Jack Lemke.
Boy, the home team loves it when they get clean shots on the opposing quarterback like that.
And it'll be third down coming up for the Knights. Assumption facing third down, long eight, 4:15 remaining here in the opening half. And they will send Gotilla in motion, or in from the sideline with the play, I should say. And he will come to the right side this time for Assumption. Third down and eight. Bunch formation right side for the Knights. Long count. Xavier showing blitz. Here they come. And it's going to be a quarterback draw for Levi and kind of come right and not much to the 25-yard line. Got about three, a little bit more room to punt it here for Davenport Assumption. And that's going to be about it. Fourth and five, and the punter is Adam Sigwarth, and he is a lineman out there for Davenport Assumption.
Took a long time for Wade King to decide to send his punt team out there, but now both teams are bringing out their special units.
Pretty much have to punt it
at this point. Absolutely, at this point.
Stobie's already had a return for 76 and a score. He's back there with Lux, twin safeties at about the 35. Good snap back, no rush, and got it away. A floating kick, line drive, returnable, 39-yard line. Stobie, blocker in front, coming right, 45. Got a block to the 50. Deja vu, 40, cuts it back to the 30-yard line, to the middle of the field to the 20. He is gone again. 64 Why? Yards on
Why?
The punt return.
Why do teams punt to Xavier? I don't understand it, Scott.
My goodness. 64 and following a 76-yarder for Stobie. And it's 27-14. I think that may be the last time Wade King may punt the ball tonight to Xavier. Conrad to try to tack on the extra point.
You know, if that's going to happen every time, which it does to not just good teams like Assumption, you might as well go for it on fourth down.
Conrad, the right-footed kicker, to try the extra point. It's on its way. It is up, and it is good. So, 3:12 to play here in the first half. Xavier extends the lead. It's now the Saints 28 and Davenport Assumption 14. Back with the kickoff after this 30-second break here on KGYM Sports.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairsbury and Edgewood.
Back with you here at Saints Field as Xavier with a 28-14 lead. They've had, four big plays. A 76-yard punt return, a 64-yard punt return, along with a Schulte 17-yard run and a Schulte to Jacob Hines 35-yard pass.
That picket fence punt return with the wall is a thing of beauty to behold, and we've gotten to see it twice now in the first half of the game.
Conrad to boot from right to left. End over end, angle, kick. Wohlers at the 5. Straight ahead, 10, 15, angle left, 20, and gets cut down as it gets to about the 25-yard line. Among the Saints, Alex Heinrichs in there, 5'9", 165-pounder, making the stop. That's a return of 20 for Wohlers. You get a stop, put another one on the board here for Xavier, and you got to be looking pretty confident going into the clubhouse.
You and me, yes. Dwayne Schulte, no.
I would agree with that. Solon is now up 28-0, and West leading Cedar Falls 10-3. Here is the handoff. Wohlers up the middle, just pushing his way forward, and a tough run for about 9 out to the 34. Might give him the 35-yard line. Finally, Kyle Krizek on the stop, along with Jack Lemke and the sophomore Ethan Herkett.
Yeah, that's about as close to having a first down as you can have without getting it.
Second down at about a foot. That tight formation again. Ray Thrapp, the tight end. He'll line up from the right side. And Levi fakes right, comes to the left, and twists it down. Going to be real close to the first down, but I think he got it.
Yeah, whenever the line judges come in and are waving their hands to stop the clock, that almost always is indicative of a first down.
We'll give him the first down. And that'll be the fifth first down of the game for Assumption.
Very close, however.
2:28 to play before halftime. We'll get a word from Dwayne Schulte going into the halftime break, it looks like, with Jeff Moss downstairs. We'll call it just shy of the 36-yard line. Levi in the shotgun. Blitz coming on the outside. Handoff Wohlers right up the middle. And he takes his way across the 40. And some pushing and shoving going on right now between Jack Lemke and Wohlers.
Wohlers getting a little chippy. He's not getting much room to run down there, and he's not liking it.
Well, now they're going to say his knee hit way back. He ended up at about the 41, but they're going to say his knee hit at the 36-yard line.
And that is the correct call.
Just some good old-fashioned quarterfinal football. That's
just football.
It's football.
Somebody's turning in their pads after tonight, Scott.
Second down and 9. Bossier to the left side, Clemmy to the right side. Shotgun for Levi. And off the fake, rolling to the right side. Throws up field into double coverage, and the tight end Thrapp with a nice catch in traffic for a first down at about the 47-yard line.
Boy, and again, a nice job of going up by the Assumption receiver there and taking it away from a couple of defenders. Just a jump ball situation, and knew he was going to take a big hit, which he did afterwards, but still had the concentration and wherewithal to hold on.
19-5, Bettendorf leading North Scott in the second quarter. A two-run home run by the Lancers. From the 48, shotgun to Levi. Throws the out, and it's caught. Attila has it at about the Xavier 46. They're going to say he stayed in bound zone, and that'll keep the clock moving. On a pickup of about 7. Gabe Lux on the stop. Hurry up here, under a minute to play in the first half for Assumption. Near hash mark at the 45-yard line. Shotgun snap. Jace Levi throws again the out, and again Gatilla with the catch, and this time did get out of bounds, and he got the first down to boot. And that will be a pickup of five. Third catch of the night for Nick Cotilla. 47.6 to play first half in a Xavier 28-14 lead. Watch out for the out and up here, as they're setting it up right now. First down at the 40. Wide side of the field to the left. One receiver that way, one to the right. Send Godzilla. He'll get it in the jet sweep. He's going to stop. One to the throw. Now he is going to throw. Going for Wohlers and makes the grab and takes Lux down to the end zone and got in for the touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotilla to Wohlers, and he just out-jumped the Xavier D-back.
Oh, my goodness, the halfback option pass. And it goes for the touchdown. Unbelievable. This is just one more inexplicable crazy play in this first half.
How about that? Looked like Xavier had it sniffed out, and then Gotilla still had the wherewithal to throw it. And Wohlers comes up with the catch. And that would be another big play. 37.7 remaining. Extra point try on the way by McMullen. He is up and good. And we'll take our final 30-second break of the first half. 37 seconds to play. And it is now Xavier 28, Davenport Assumption 21. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
He's going to be seated.
Here we go.
Back with you here from Saints Field, and we will talk with Coach Dwayne Schulte, but I think we'll wait till coming back out. As I don't think Dwayne's going to be real happy with that.
I don't think Jim O'Connell's going to be very happy about that.
A lot of people aren't going to be happy with that. Cotilla to Wohlers from 40 yards. And just like that, it's back down to a one-score game at 28-21. I'll say this. This has been a fun game.
If you don't have a horse in the race.
Unless you're a defensive coordinator.
Or a special teams coordinator.
McMullen to kick it away for Assumption. And he's just going to squib it right down the middle of the field. Takes a high hop. Touched and picked up at about the 25-yard line. Turning and bringing it back up is Tanner Wright. And they're going to bring him down. What are they going to say his knee came down at? At about the 30-yard line. Nope, about the 31 is where they will mark it. Well, do we see one more big play? Or do you... Assumption's going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yes, they are. And I you got to think with only 31 seconds that maybe you take one chuck deep, because Quinn Schulte is certainly capable of throwing the home run ball. But what you absolutely cannot do is give a short porch here back to Assumption.
Schulte is going to keep it himself. Couple blockers in front of him. Kicks it to the outside. Cuts it back 35-yard line and spun down as he gets to about the 38-yard line. Tackle made in there by Antonio Santillan. And Xavier in no hurry. They're going to give Schulte eight. We've had a lot of scoring here in the second quarter, and that's going to take us to the halftime break. Going to be a 28-21 Xavier lead here at the break in this 3A state quarterfinal tonight from Saints Field. Number one with her hands full, like we thought, against this Davenport Assumption football team. And our score at the break, Xavier 28, Davenport Assumption 21. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you after this. You listen to high school football from KGYM Sports.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking. No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Back with you here at Saints Field, and our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Xavier 28, Davenport Assumption 21. What a second quarter. 35 points put up between two defenses that are pretty stingy this year.
Yes, and special teams play, especially on the kickoff return for Assumption, too. I mean, two punt returns for Xavier. There's execution, and then there's stubbing your toe, and I think both sides are going to go into halftime, and they're not going to be happy with execution whatsoever. But you got two quality teams like this that are coached as well as they are, and you've got players that can make the big plays like that. These are the kind of things that can happen, and we've said it before. When you get to the playoffs, throw everything else out the window. It's just who's better on that particular night for 48 minutes.
And special teams, big play offense, some good defensive plays. Bo Van Berkham with an interception to help Xavier in that first half of play. But, yeah, there's going to be big-time adjustments, I think, on both sides of the fence right now.
Well, the easy thing to do would be to take, as a coach anyway, take your frustration into this halftime locker room and vent it on a bunch of people. I don't know that that's going to serve – whole lot of good right now, and I don't think either of the coaches are going to do that. I think the coaches understand that their players feel bad enough about the mistakes that have been made on these big plays. They're probably just going and rationally talk about how do we make little tiny slight adjustments so that those things don't happen again in the second half.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring here. Xavier up 28-21, and Xavier got on the board first. Braden Stovey started off the track meet with a 76-yard punt return for a score with 4:22 remaining in the first quarter, and that 7-0 after the Ben Conrad extra point. But right back comes Assumption. Jace Levi, a 5-yard quarterback sneak, quarterback draw, if you will, and that made it 7-7 after the McMullen extra point. And then Xavier on their ensuing drive, a Quinn Schulte 17-yard run to make it 14-7, and then on the ensuing kickoff, it was Jace Levi, a 95-yard kickoff return for a score to make it 14-14. And then on a fourth down play, after Xavier got the ball back, Quinn Schulte on a little tight end pop pass right down the middle, hit Jacob Hines for 35 yards, and the score made it 21-14. Xavier got it back with 3:22 remaining on a punt, and Braden Stovey with his second return of the night. This one from 64 yards out, and that made it 28-14. But then it wasn't a halfback pass. It was a wide receiver pass on a jet sweep. Gotilla to Wohlers, 40 yards out with 37 seconds to play in the half. Brings Assumption within a touchdown at 28-21. Unofficially, the total yardage at halftime, 210 yards for Davenport Assumption, 158 of offense for Xavier. That's offense, of course, from line of scrimmage. For Assumption, 109 on the ground, 101 through the air. And so far, Jace Levi tonight, he is 6 of 11 for 61 yards and one interception. Gotella, 1 for 1 in the 40-yard pass to Ryan Wohlers. Wohlers has caught that one for 40. Gotella's caught 3 for 27. Clemmy has caught a pair in the first half as well. Jace Levi on the ground, 8 carries, 85 yards, 1 touchdown. Ryan Wohlers, 6 carries, 24 yards in that first half. Assumption with 8 first downs, 3 penalties for 25 yards, and they have the game's only turnover. That coming on an interception. For Xavier, 158 total yards in the first half, 116 on the ground, 42 through the air. Quinn Schulte, 3 of 6 for 42 yards in the first half, 1 touchdown. That to Jacob Hines, 35 yards out. Scott with 1 catch for 11 yards. Berger has caught one for minus 4. On the ground, Quinn Schulte leading the way with 12 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. Braden Stobe has carried it 6 times for 33 yards. Xavier with 7 first downs, 2 penalties for 15 yards. Third down conversions, Assumption 3 of 5, Xavier 2 of 5, and the Saints 1 out of 2 on fourth down tries in that first half. Time of possession pretty similar as well. Xavier has had it 12 minutes 28 seconds and 11:32 for Davenport Assumption in that first half of play. But fairly close all around. Some wild stuff here in the first half.
Well, that first half went fast for all that scoring too, Scott.
Yes, it did. Go ahead.
Wouldn't you love, if you're one of these coaches on either side tonight, wouldn't you love to have about twice as much as the normal halftime? There's so much to talk about for both sides, Scott. If you're Assumption, you got to find a way defensively to shut down that outside running game, because they're just getting outflanked and outmaneuvered, out-tossed, sweeped, out-quarterback sweeped. They got to find a way to shut that down. And if you're Xavier, you know, you haven't given up a lot of big plays. You gave up the one long one to that Levi ran, so you got to make sure you don't bring your linebackers up too close to the line of scrimmage, because one quick squirt through there and all you've got is special teams is where they really got to talk about a lot of things. And if you're Assumption right now, Wade King has got to be very strongly considering not punting the ball straight down the field anymore. He's either going to have to do some kind of a rugby kick or kick it out of bounds or something, because those punt returns are just absolutely killing the Assumption score right now.
Some other scores to throw your way. 8-player, it's Tripola leading Midland 34-20 at halftime. Cascade at halftime leads Union 7-0. Class A, Hudson is shutting out Linville Sully 30-0.
Wow.
At the halftime break. A lot of people thought that would be much closer. Remsen St. Mary's is up 36-6 at the halftime break. Dowling has taken the lead in the third quarter, 6-3, but missed an extra point, according to John Knott.
A fast game, too.
From the Gazette. West Lyon 28, Western Christian 3 at halftime. Looks like we're going to have a new champion in Class 1A this year. St. Ansgar leading Gladbrook Rhinebeck, the two-time champion.
Yes.
In Class A, 21-7 right now. Waukon leading New Hampton 21-0 in Class 2A. Second time they have played so far this year. And let's see, what else can we find here? Regina on top of Wilton 15-0. That at halftime. And it's Solon on top of West Delaware 35-0 at halftime.
Here's one from Mount Vernon. Last score I had reported was Williamsburg still up on the Mustangs, 13-6 at half.
Remsen St. Mary's is leading on about 36-6. That is the score over there in the western part of the state of Iowa right now. West High leading Cedar Falls 10-3. And those are the scores that we have. And what was that? Pella at halftime leading DCG 14-10. Pella Christian leading Pleasantville 24-0 at halftime. right now.
Got Ankeny Centennial up over Lewis Central, 20-0.
Centennial will play the winner of the Dowling Johnston game. All these semifinals in the Dome starting next Thursday, I believe.
Thursday for 3A.
Thursday night is 3A. So if Xavier holds on, we will have Xavier Solon, it looks like.
In the late game Thursday.
In the late game on Thursday night.
Plus we're used to that.
That might be fun.
Yeah. And if they say it's going to kick off 8-ish, that may or may not be the case.
Might not be the case.
Sometimes we've started much later.
West High wins. They will play probably, if that Lewis Central score holds up, they would be the early game. Because Bettendorf or North Scott will have the farthest to travel. So that would be the early game at 4 o'clock. We'd have that one for you. Hopefully Mount Vernon holds on. Have that game for you as well.
They're going to have to come back right now. Williamsburg up 13-6 at half.
Yeah, that's a Saturday game. I was talking with KJ to my left about it earlier on. How tough is it? You've been through those second time around games. Seems like you have so many reversals of that first one.
Well, football and wrestling are kind of similar in that respect, I think. And I've always called it the revenge factor, Scott. It's even greater maybe in wrestling than it is in football. But if you, the first time around, are just dominated by somebody, the other team can come into the rematch with a false sense of security, and the team that got beaten on can say, you know what, we're going to prove you wrong, that first meeting didn't happen. So sometimes it's a combination, a confluence of conditions and factors that happen, but never, ever diminish the revenge factor when it comes to things like football.
Xavier on top, 28-21. We'll get a word from Coach Dwayne Schulte coming up here with Jeff Moss in just a little bit.
Special teams coach Craig Jelinek coming out early here and returning to the sideline alone, and I'm sure he had a few things to talk about in terms of the kickoff team.
And the Saints and the Knights both taking their time here at the halftime break. And again, semifinals coming up next week here. And that will be next week. We'll let you know when and where and on what station we will have those games on. Hopefully we'll get some games coming up next week. Never know how it's all going to play out here. It's that's what makes it great. And you know, we've speculated all along what's going to happen next year, if it's going to stay at 16. Personally, I'd like to see it go to 24 myself. I don't think 32 is right. I think that's too many teams to get into the playoffs.
Absolutely too many. It's a wasted first round.
When do you start the season a game earlier or a week earlier, I should
I think
say.
You do. And I know that creates problems, and it's going to be a little awkward the first year, but I think people will just adapt and improvise and adjust to it.
And we'll see how it plays out next year. But we know there's going to be 42 teams in Class 4A. We know it's going to be less teams. 54, I believe, will be in 3A, 2A, and 1A next year.
Correct.
Assumption making their way back out from the track area and the pseudo-tunnel over there on the southwest side. And here comes Xavier. And we'll get a word with head coach Dwayne Schulte coming up here. And going to be happy with some things, not going to be happy with a few other things, that's for sure.
And while we've got just a second quick here, can we throw out a big thank you to the facilities manager here at the press box tonight at Xavier? It is warm and toasty here in the press box.
Xavier coming back out here, and let's go down to Jeff.
Well, nope.
As soon as Dwayne's...
We've got officials coming out now, and Dwayne will be right behind them. Here
he comes. Jeff, if we could point her this way, that would be twice as awesome. Brad Stobie directing traffic down there. All right, we'll go down to Jeff. He's got the head coach of the Xavier Saints here. And as soon as they do a little grass up in the air. All right, Jeff, we'll throw it down to you with the coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. Coach Schulte, what's going to be the biggest?
Just execute, do your job.
All right, Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach Schulte, hey, keep it quick there.
Yep, do your job. And I think that was probably the overall thinking at halftime. Come out, do the job. Assumption's going to get it first. And by the way, well, we got a moment as West leads Cedar Falls at halftime 10-3. Our thanks going out to Jeff for all his work on the sidelines this year, because Jeff, as you know, unless it changes, we got, you know, we got some pull up there, but we'll try to get it changed here. But in the course in the semifinals, we can't have sideline unless you're a few select teams.
Yeah, you officially cannot have sideline guys there.
But we're going to air Jeff in the wintertime. He's going to help us out with some basketball play-by-play. So we're happy to have Jeff hop on board for that. So you'll be hearing his golden voice throughout the winter months as well as we get him behind the microphone. Well, Xavier back out, Assumption back out. We got an offensive big play first half, and if everything holds, we'll probably see a defensive second half between these two teams.
Well, the one thing that we know about high school football is that just when you think you've got something figured out, it can prove you wrong in a heartbeat. It would not surprise me one bit if we come out here in the second half. Both teams play flawlessly on all three phases of the game. And, you know, the score changes very little in some regards. So we'll just have to see what happens. Got to remember that you're talking about 16, 17, 18-year-old young men. And that is a recipe for changing by the minute.
We'll have the Rain or Door postgame show coming your way after the conclusion of this one. We will pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game at that time. Tomorrow morning we'll have Coach's Corner and going to talk Xavier football coming up tomorrow morning. And then we'll also replay our interview we had with Jeff Linder today, previewing. We're going to preview the state volleyball tournament, which gets underway. The Xavier Volleyballers, seeded number one, rated number one.
Yes.
And we will see them next week. Jefferson and Linmar will play in a first rounder. Congratulations to Amy Norton for getting the Jayhawks back for the first time in 20 years.
Absolutely.
And Teresa Bear as well over at Linmar. Six of the 14 MVC teams.
That won't be an emotional game between those girls, will it?
No, Teresa, of course, a graduate of Jefferson.
That's right. She was Langeth, the George Heidinger Female Athlete of the Year her senior year at Jefferson.
Absolutely. And she probably still bleeds a little Jayhawk blue in there a little bit.
I promise you that she feels very good about the Jefferson girls, even though they have to face them first round.
It'll be Ben Conrad to kick it off from left to right. And Assumption will send Wohlers back along with Jace Levi. And they will drop to about the 5-yard line. Conrad's been consistently kicking it right there.
Craig Jelinek had the kickoff team around him over on the sideline for an extended period of time before they went out here to line up for this kick.
One of these teams, 24 minutes away from the Uni Dome in the semifinals. Here's the kick. We're underway. Half number two, a little shorter at the 10. Wohler has dropped it, goes back, picks it up, in trouble, and surrounded and brought down short of the 15-yard line. That muff cost him. And Assumption will start right there on offense. And they're going to put it, well, we'll see where they mark it here. Looks like it's going to be at the 14-yard line. Jace Levi, the quarterback. Ryan Wohlers, the featured back. Logan Clemmy, Nick Cotilla. The receivers, Ray Thrapp, the tight end. In the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Cotilla out to the left side. Picked up by Justin Schneider for Xavier. First down at 10 from the 14-yard line. Inside handoff to Wohlers. And nope, a keeper by Levi. And nothing. Right back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. Well, he rode that for a while in the breadbasket of his running back.
Yep, slow developing play, but everybody on the front seven for Xavier's defensive line and linebackers just did their job, stayed in their gap, played their position, read their key.
First down, run, doesn't go for much. It'll be second down and 10. Coming up for Davenport Assumption, 28-21 as we start the second half. Split backs, Levi calling signals. Here comes the blitz, and we've got a stoppage and a penalty flag in the far side. And it's going to cost Assumption 5. That first play from scrimmage, Sean, Assumption looked like they went early. And that time they did.
Ethan Herkett from his linebacker position just screaming in on that play, would have met that handoff at the mesh point had it continued to go on.
Officials are talking things over. Procedure against assumption. Second down and 15 coming up here from Saints Field. Playing on the natural grass here tonight. As with our favorite crown out in the middle.
The big crown.
Second down and 15. Back. They'll mark it here back at about the 9-yard line. Twin receivers to the left side, one way out to the right. And Levi with an empty backfield. Now he'll send Wohlers in motion, gets it on the jet sweep, tried to cut it inside, and snowed under. Might have lost a yard. Whole bunch of Saints in there waiting for him.
When Assumption runs that slot jet sweep, as soon as the handoff is made, he doesn't look to extend the play by running horizontally. He wants to go ahead north-south immediately.
Through Tice, Jacob Hines on the stop.
Well, there were a lot of blue jerseys there waiting for him.
Third and long, and Assumption, no one has had many of these tonight. Third and about 16, back on their own 8-yard line. Climbing to the left side, Wohlers will line up slot left. Man in motion off the fake. Levi just keeps it up the middle and thrown down on a solo tackle. Five, Ethan Herkett across the 10 at the 11-yard line.
Herkett's lived in the backfield here on this possession.
First three and out tonight.
How about that?
And a good time for the Saint defense. Did you see anything different there that Jim O'Connell put out there?
Well, they sent Herkett on, I think, a blitz on every one of those plays.
Xavier, they've had two punt returns for touchdowns. Let's see what happens this time. Sigwarth gets it away, and he will punt it downfield at the 47. Stobie makes a man miss, cuts it back to the right side, turns it up, gets to the 40, and finally ridden down as he gets to the 39-yard line. That's a win for Assumption.
Well, that's the first time they punted tonight that they didn't let it go for a touchdown.
But Xavier's going to have excellent field position at the Assumption 39-yard line. And that's what the defense can do for you. As Xavier will put it into play. First and 10, Quinn Schulte has gone all the way at quarterback in the Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Braden Stobie, the tailback, except he's going to split out to the left side this time. Gabe Lux, the receivers, quarterback draw. Schulte with a penalty flag down, takes it up the middle and gets to the 32. But that's from the umpire, John, and that's going to be a quick holding call.
Well, whenever you see that flag thrown by the umpire and it's right in the middle of the free blocking zone, you almost have to assume that's going to be holding.
What do you think Wade King's last words to the officials were going in? if you had to bet.
I think that there's a lot of things he might have been able to say, but Wade's a gentleman, so he probably didn't say anything.
Yeah, Wade's a great, great individual.
2015 was a big year for Wade King. Not only was he the head coach of the Shrine South team, but he was inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Association Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Might be in two Hall of Fames before it's done.
Yes, he will.
First down from the 47, inside handoff to Stobie. Breaks one tackle, little move to the outside, and brought down. Might have been a face mask, but no call. Stobie brought down at about the 45-yard line.
Well, that tackle happened right in front of the head linesman, and he's getting an earful from one of the Xavier coaches right now. And I tell you what, I would have called that the 5-yard variety if it had been me.
Jackson McCullough on the stop for Assumption. Second down, we'll call it close to 16 at the 45. Under 9 to play, third quarter, 28-21 Xavier. They're in this 3A state quarterfinal playoff game. Jack Scott up top to the left side, trips to the right this time for Xavier. They'll go with no tight end. Hines out there. Off the fake, on the keeper, Schulte cuts it up inside the 45 and ridden down as he gets to the 40, maybe the 39-yard line. Seth Adrian on the stop, and it'll be a pickup of six. Still going to be third and long coming up for Dwayne Schulte and company.
Well, we haven't seen anything out of the ordinary here from Dwayne, I think. You're going to maybe see something. He's going to dig into his trickeration a little bit here, I predict, in this play.
Now we've seen the pot pass already. Maybe a double pass here.
Or you might see a reverse of some kind.
Scott and Lux out to the left. Hines will stay in tight end to the right. Tie-dye formation on third down. A little more than 10. Schulte to throw. Off-play action. Loops the left side and incomplete. Scott, the intended receiver, and he had one of the Knights riding it pretty hard over there. Adam Metver. And no call. Going to be fourth down. And Xavier is going to have to kick it away. 3 out of 7 tonight now for Quinn Schulte.
Looks like O'Connell back out for punting chores again.
First 3 and out there for Xavier. O'Connell to kick it away. Low snap, gets it away, a nice spiral, angling to the far side, kicked it away from Levi, and did it go out of bounds? Coffin corner, they're going to talk about it, and it did. Going to be inside the 10-yard line. Yep.
Very well executed by O'Connell.
Casey O'Connell, 6'2", 150-pound senior. He's going to put Assumption back in their own kitchen again. They're going to mark it at the 8-yard line. And it's not been good field position for Wade King's troops here in the second half.
No, it has not. However, this is only the second worst starting field position on their first possession of the night. Started on their own 6.
First down. After the Xavier punt. Levi in the shotgun. He'll keep it. Coming off the left side, angling across the 10. And gets out to the 12-yard line. Jack Lemke getting up off the bottom of the pile. One of the linebackers, Kyle Krizik, also there for Xavier, the junior defensive lineman. Probably get about 3 right there out to the 11-yard line. Well, it's been a defensive standoff here in the third quarter.
Like we said, just when you think you get something figured out, high school boys will prove you wrong.
Second down at 7. 3 receivers to left. They empty the backfield. Quick throw. On the receiver screen to Wohlers and pushed out of bounds, close to a first down. Wohlers across the 15, out to about the 16-yard line.
Quick flare pass into the boundary on the short side, trying to get that one-on-one matchup, but it will bring up a 3rd and 3.
Big play right here. Xavier up 28-21, 7:09 to play third quarter. Cotilla coming in with the play from the sideline from Wade King. Third down, long 2. Xavier crowd getting on their feet below us. They'll set a man. Wohlers out of the backfield in motion, and Levi on the keeper coming left. Spins off a tackler and gets the first down. And there is a penalty flag, though, on the far side. That came in late, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Levi was on the ground well before that was thrown.
Yeah, face mask on Xavier. Now, I don't think that was on the tackler, was it? Going to be a 5-yard variety.
Yeah, I did not see that on the immediate tackler that was bringing Levi down.
Goes for about 5, and that will be an Assumption first down.
Keeps this drive alive for Wade King and his Knights.
7 minutes even to play third quarter, 28-21 in favor of the Saints. First down, they'll mark it at the 26. Pistol formation for Levi. Gets a snap, retreating. Back to throw, throws deep, right sideline, and it's up for grabs, incomplete. Lux on defense out there.
I think that hit Lux on top of his helmet.
It did, trying to get it to Clemmy. And the Assumption coaches, they want an interference there.
Well, Gabe did not turn around whatsoever to acknowledge the ball. Just put his hands up with his back completely to the line of scrimmage.
They could have called it. I'll be truthful. I think they could have called it there, but did not.
You know, in his favor, though, he was not grabbing or tugging anything, not holding on to anything, and was not butting into the receiver at all.
2nd and 10. After the incomplete pass, Cotilla out to the right side, slot left, and split backs. Here comes Harkett on the blitz. Here's the inside handoff to Clemmy on the double handoff. Coming right, nothing. Stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. And in there again, Ethan Harkett, Jacob Hines, and also Jack Lemke. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game coming up afterwards. And we got a few candidates here for Xavier. First carry for Clemmy goes for nothing. Third down, full 10 for the Knights. 6:10 to play, clock running, third quarter. Levi between backs. Sets Clemmie in motion from right to left. Gets the snap. And on the keeper, oh, hands it off to Wohler as they kept it on the ground and nothing. Hurkett again, Kyle Krizik there as well. I don't think no gain. And Kyle Krizik's had a good night too. He's only a junior, 6'4", 225.
Well, the four defensive linemen are doing a great job of eating up a lot of the garbage so that these linebackers can make the plays.
Punt formation here for Adam Sigwarth and Assumption. Stoby and Lux back at about the 30. Twin safeties back there.
And hold on tight. Here we go again.
Low snap. Pressure comes. Sigwarth gets it away. End over end, but low and returnable. 30-yard line. They'll do it. Oh. They'll hand it off on the double reverse. Here's Lux going to the far sideline with the flag down. 50. Cuts it back at the 40-yard line to the 35 and spun down. Two flags down.
Yeah, there was a block in the back immediately downfield by the first blocker setting up the return for Xavier. And the second one was well over on the Assumption sideline.
And it's going to cost Xavier 10, and they're already backed up.
Keep it up, B! Keep it up!
It's going to be, we'll see where they will tag the penalty from here. But it is going to be a block on the back on Xavier. They're still talking about
there's
it.
There's going to be
another
two infractions.
Flag over on the far side.
Yeah, there's the one right in front of Wade King over on the Assumption sideline as well. And he'll probably want to take the one that garners him the biggest march back for the Saints offense.
Official started to give the indication. Now is going to move. And we got laundry all over the place out there. Official still talking it over. And now we'll get a call here. Should get a couple of calls. Official will come over to talk to Dwayne Schulte. Going to be a block in the back on Xavier. Declined. And another block in the back on Xavier. And it's going to be, like you said, John, from the 34. So Saints will start it on the 24-yard line.
Well, that's the first time tonight that they've had any difficulties on that punt return. It's been all aces up to that. But on that particular play, two guys, Scott, didn't do their job.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now we had also a personal foul on Assumption at the end, so now it's back up to the 39.
Interesting.
And so Xavier's going to have it at the 39-yard line, interestingly enough. So it'll be Xavier to put it into play. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. Jack Scott out to the right for the Saints. Just inside the left hash mark. And on the delay, right Ooh. Side. Oh, and steamrolled was Braden Stoby. He got ran over there. And doing the honors there was Santillo. Antonio Santillan, 6 foot, 205 pounder, just absolutely pulverized Braden Stoby.
Sometimes when you call that inside linebacker blitz just right, send him through the hole that the play is being run to, then those big hits that like that happen.
Loss of four, second and 14 coming up. And the ball back on about the 36-yard line now. We'll get you some scores here in a moment. One setback. Short drop, Schulte looking to throw. Rolling to the right side. Hit as he throws to the sideline, just threw it away, and he got popped by Ryan Wohlers, who came up from his safety spot. Solon's up 41-7 in the third quarter. West up 13-3. Williamsburg is now up 19-6 over Mount Vernon. And that would be a reversal.
Yes, it would. Regular season matchup there.
Of an earlier game. Third and 13. And a 28-21 lead for Xavier right here. Schulte will bring the Saints back out there at the 26-yard line. Lux and Scott coming out right. Verhazel now leave the backfield. Come in motion to the right side. Penalty flag down. Schulte to throw. Throws back left side and threw it over the outstretched arms of Stoby doing the wheel route. And it's going to come back anyway. Even if it was successful, it's going to be an illegal shift on Xavier. And I'm sure this is going to be declined. And both offenses getting hiccup right now. And second straight three and out for the Xavier offense. And the Saints to punt. And Gabe Lux will stay in there to kick it away. Regina up 21-0 and Solon up 48-7 now. And Solon's going to meet the winner of this game. Fourth down. Levi back at about the 25-yard line. Xavier will run a little motion here. Here comes the rush, and just getting it away was Lux. A high floating short kick, angling to the near side, will take a Saint bounce. Inside the 30, touched up at the 25-yard line.
That was the first possession tonight offensively for Xavier. They did not get into Assumption territory, Scott.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting little tidbit. 4:01 to play third quarter. We're still 28-21 Xavier. As the Saints will have it on, or excuse me, the Knights will have it on the 25-yard line. After the game, we'll have the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show brought to you by Holmes Murphy through 11 o'clock tonight. Four-man front for the Saints. Three receivers to the right side. And here comes the blitz. Inside handoff. Waller's hit, brought down immediately. Big hit by Jacob Hines, who blew in there and got him for a loss of a couple. Boy, Heiner was there before the handoff almost.
Now, when you can meet that mesh point with the handoff between the quarterback and the running back, that's a good thing. Jim O'Connell loves it when his players do that.
Yeah, he's going to be happier after this defensive stand so far here in the third quarter. Split back, slot right, receiver left. Levi in the shotgun, and he'll put off Bullers on the weak right side, and Jack Lemke twists him down for another loss. This one back to the 21-yard line. I think you're starting to see some of the Knights getting up a little slower and slower as we progress through this game.
A lot of these guys for Davenport Assumption been playing both ways all night long, and that's not the case with Xavier, so starting to take a little bit of a physical toll.
Third down, 13, under three to play here in the third. 28-21, Cedar Rapids Xavier over Davenport Assumption. Second straight year they've met in the playoffs. Third down, 13. Will the Saints blitz? Here they come. Levi rolling to the right side, rolling away from the blitz. Under pressure, throws right. Incomplete. Trying to get it to Clemmy. And he was defended out there by Justin Schneider. And it'll be fourth down and another three and out.
Again, play action rollout to the right by Levi. And he was running for his life as he delivered that ball. Really didn't have much of a chance to make that receivable.
Fourth and 13.
So go figure, that tennis match that we called in the first half has morphed into a battle of the defenses.
Sigwarth to punt it away to Lux and to Braden Stovey. He's already had two for touchdowns tonight. High snap brought down, low kick, end over end. We'll take a bounce at the 40, and Xavier will let it go. It'll bounce to about the 30-yard line.
And that's the first smart punt that Assumption's punter has had tonight.
48 yards on that punt by Sigwarth.
Yeah, you look at a punt like that, which was a line drive downfield and not able to be picked up for any kind of return, and you wonder why they weren't doing that in the first half.
Xavier will put it into play at the 30-yard line. 28-21, Xavier with the lead. Wide side of the field to the right now for Xavier. And now we're going to stop things for a moment. Now we're back and ready to go.
Little confusion on getting the play into everybody. Now the Saints are coming out to their positions.
Schulte runs up quickly. He'll call quickly. Hand off Stovey. Started right. Cut it back to the middle to the 35 and tripped up. Close to the first down. Braden gets out to about the 38, maybe the 39-yard line.
That was just good blocking by John Draker and Josh Volk on the right-hand side. They blew that gap open.
again. Quick count. Same play, left side this time. Stovey breaking tackle, still on his feet to the 40, and he's got a first down, pushing the pile ahead to about the 41-yard line.
That time, Draker pulled from his right guard position and led that play around on the left side.
First down of the second half for the Xavier offense. And
one team looking fresh right now, and like you said, Scott, the other team looking a little tired. Got some hands on hips and back on their heels a little for Xavier.
I think it's going to play a big factor in this ball game. Off the quick count, Stovey, big hole right side, 45, cutting it to the 50, back to the 45, 40, and down to the 35-yard line, down the near side hash. And a big lead block. And a first down again for the Saints.
Well, that was the power play executed as well as you can do it. They doubled down with a Draker and Volk, and then they kicked out the defensive end. And then leading downfield, a tremendous stock block, which he held on to for about 5 yards by Gabe Lux.
First down and 10 from the 35. Delay Stovey left side, covering it up with both arms. And tossed down as he gets about two, maybe three, to the 32-yard line.
And again, John Draker pulling out of the right guard and leading that to the left-hand side. Draker just bulldozing right now.
And they're playing smash-mouth football right now.
Coming off with great low pad level into the white jerseys from Assumption at this point.
Second down at 7, under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Receivers left and right out of the eye. Hand off, second back through Stovey. Going right, swing move, 30, 25. Cuts it near sideline to the 20, to the 15. And he'll have a first and goal. Upended as he gets down to about the Assumption 9-yard line.
Boy, and a great kickout block from Wyatt Johnson, the left guard who pulled that time. Pulling guards right now are just eating up Assumption.
42.8 clock will start. And Xavier with a first and goal at the 9-yard line. Hey, keep it on the ground. Tight end right side is Hines. He'll run it that way. Going short side. Trying to kick it outside. Stovey turns it up, gets to the 5. Brought down Donovan Juarez. Got him by the shirt tail. And that might take us down to the end of the third quarter.
Boy, Drahazel is just laying some people out, too, from his fullback position.
See if they try to get another playoff here. I think Xavier will. 5 of the big clock. In the pistol. Schulte gets it. He'll take it off the right side himself. Got a block to the corner, and he's in. Touchdown on the final play of the third quarter. Second touchdown run of the night for Quinn Schulte. Takes it in from 4 yards out. And it's 34-21 Xavier.
Just a tired bunch of looks and hands on hips and just back on their heels for Assumption defensively right now. Xavier's offense just having their way with them.
And Xavier taking full advantage. Extra point by Ben Conrad. Good snap. Kick on its way. Up. Good. 35-21 as we come to the end of the third quarter. We'll have the fourth after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Playoff Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYN.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word. A daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you as we start the fourth quarter. We had a penalty on the extra point. We had a personal foul on Assumption. So Xavier is going to kick this one off from the Assumption 45-yard line. And before we get things rolling here in the third, Jeff, let's throw it down to you real quick with an update on the sidelines. power smash mouth football. They did their job on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, I'd be really happy. Did a great job the whole way down the field, and that was just Xavier that point where assumption fell over. This defense for Xavier is playing at a completely different pace and a completely different level here in the second half. And if Assumption wants to stay around in this ball game, they're going to have to do something here on their first drive.
Yeah, you mentioned that, Jeff, and you and John kicked this in 12 total yards for Assumption in that quarter. That's Jim O'Connell defense.
That's kind of a little bit of an attitude adjustment, I think, that maybe occurred at halftime as well.
Through three quarters, unofficially, the total yardage, Xavier 233, Assumption 222 now.
Things brewing down at Iowa City West. Cedar Falls making a little comeback, down 13-9 now to Iowa City West.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line, 35-21, Xavier. Number one trying to hold on here. Katilla out to the right side. They'll put a slot to the right side. Spread look here for Jace Levi. He'll send a man in motion. Off the fake, back to throw. Has time. Throws deep middle into double coverage. Almost picked by Quinn Schulte. Justin Schneider had the coverage on Logan Clemmie. And it's incomplete. 7-for-14 now for Levi here in the game.
I think after that last possession offensively for Assumption, they're abandoning running between the tackles. And Wade King is basically saying, if we're going to do this comeback, it's not going to be running anywhere in between the middle of the hash marks.
Second down and 10 for the 20-yard line. They'll break the huddle. They'll go quickly. A little Reese Morgan offense. Wolder's on the sweep coming left. And gets about three to the 23-yard line. And getting up. Kyle Krizek again off the bottom of the pile. And that's a gain of three. Third down and 7 coming up for Assumption. And right now, Assumption, they just can't get anything going here in the second half. 4 out of 8 on third down tries, but that is down from where they were in the first half.
Well, and that's what happens when you play a Xavier defense like the one that's out there on the field right now. They're just playing lockdown, shutdown defense.
Slot right. Levi in the shotgun with a receiver that way. Gets the snap. They'll keep it on the ground. Sweeping the right side, trying to get to the corner. Caught, and McLean Berger brings down the ball carrier. As coming in there was Grant Simpson, a sophomore. Nope, check that. It was 5, not 6. That was Johnny Hua. He's a junior. And he's going to be short, got to the 25-yard line.
And he paid the price, too. He should have gone out of bounds, but an attempt to get a couple of extra yards and stay in, the second Saint that came in just rocked his world.
And Assumption's going to have to punt. The Xavier Saint fans below us loving it.
Gabe Lux going back, along with Braden Stovey.
Sigwarth to punt it away. Line of scrimmage, 5, no rush. Low kick, end over end.
As it should be.
And will bounce inside the 45 and down to inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. 36 yards on that punt, but no return. Feel a little more confident here if you're Xavier, if you get one more score here.
No doubt about that. And as the Xavier offense goes back out onto the field into their huddle, they look energized. They're clapping, popping each other on the shoulder pads and helmets. They want to get that ball and rush it down Assumption's throats again.
Braden Stovey over 100 yards. He went over 100 yards in that 23-yard scamper. He's got 104. Schulte is at 87. Xavier could have a pair of 100-yard rushers tonight.
When that offensive line looks primed right now, they're running up.
Hines tied in left side. They'll run it out of the eye. Schulte under center, turns, hands it off to Stovey. Trying to sweep the left side, and all Assumption right there. In there for the Knights, Seth Adrian along with Donovan Juarez. And Juarez getting up a little slow. And that's going to be a loss of 5. And they were ready for that one. That was just pretty good defensive play right there. Second down at 15. West, like you said, 13-9 now. And this is where assistant coach Brad Stovey will use all the 25-second play clock. He's got that stopwatch going down there. Schulte to throw. Rolling to the right side. Cox the arm, throws to Hines. And Hines dragging tacklers inside the 50 into the Assumption 49-yard line. On the little tight end drag.
My goodness, how many white jerseys did it take on Hines to try and bring him down? And they could not do it.
Gain of 17 and a Xavier first down. Second big catch of the night for Jacob Hines. And it'll be first and 10 for the 49. And that will take at least two or three more minutes probably off this clock here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 9-10 and running. Jack Scott, Gabe Lux out to the right side for the Saints. Number one in the state in 3A. Schulte on the keeper, coming to the left side. A little stop-and-go move, turns on the jets, gets inside the 45 and to the 43-yard line. Just following that left side. And again, getting up off the bottom of the pile, Antonio Santillan for Assumption. But there's six more.
Clint Schulte's got some moves his older brothers didn't have. And that's no disrespect to the elders, but
well, each one has been a different quarterback.
They've each been their own individual. But Quinn Schulte, he's got some juking and some moxie when he gets one on one with people.
Second down and four from the 43-yard line. He'll try that same play again by himself. Turns it up, first down. Little swim move at the 40 to the 35, and brought down at the 32-yard line for 11 more and another Xavier first down.
Well, you know, I'm getting repetitive here, but the big offensive line just leaning all over Assumption, pushing them back 5 yards with each snap.
Two 100-yard rushers now for Xavier. Regina leading Wilton 28-0 at the end of the third quarter. It'll be a first down and 10 off the quick count. Hand off to Braden Stovey and hit and brought down. Santillo again.
Stovey on the carry.
And might be a loss. We'll see how this plays out. Now I'm going to say brought him down right at the line of scrimmage. Stovey with, well, he's got 99. He went backwards on that 5-yard loss. But 104 for Quinn Schulte and 99 right now for Braden Stovey. But he's got the two punt returns for the touchdowns,
which is the difference in this game.
We're down to 7.5 to play. Second down and 10. Split back. Schulte in the gun. He'll run behind the two blockers. Coming to the right. Now turns it up at the 25-yard line. And good yardage. Almost 10. Gets down to about the 22 for a pickup of 9.
Boy, that quarterback sweep has just been sweet all night long. And Quinn has such good patience and vision. He reads his blocks as good as any running back.
Third down and one.
Third and one. Under 7 to play. And that clock keeps ticking and ticking away. Third down, less than a yard. We'll have the Rainer Door postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Third down, and now we've got a stoppage and a timeout taken by Xavier. We'll take one as well. 6:38 to play in the ballgame. Xavier 35, Assumption 21. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Well, the winner of this one's going to get stolen as the Spartans are just laying it on West Delaware, 54-14. Third down and about a half a yard. Quarterback sneaks Schulte, and he should have enough for a first down. Takes it ahead for a couple, and he only needed about a half a yard. And that will be a Xavier first down, and another nail, I think, goes into the Assumption coffin here.
Yes, it does. Down inside the red zone yet again at the 19 of Assumption.
Xavier's defense has held Assumption to 12 yards in the second half. First and 10 from the 19-yard line. And Schulte on the jet sweep. Stobie trying to get to corner. Turns it up. Got the 15 to the 10. Nice cut inside to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown. Braden Stobie to put it away from 19 yards out. What a cutback.
So Stobie adds a rushing touchdown to his two punt return touchdowns. Quite a night for Mr. Stovey.
Well, no, we do have a penalty.
Well, we do have a late flag down at about the two-yard line in the left corner of the playing field.
And it's going to touchdown's good. And it's going to be a unsportsmanlike conduct against Xavier here.
Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Saints.
Well, Jeff, two things here, Jeff. Number one, what a cutback by Braden Stobie. And number two, I don't know what you saw down there to give the PG version of what happened for that penalty, but fill us in on a couple things down there, if you would, please.
Yeah, guys, just after the touchdown, just a little bit of chatter. Just a little bit of chatter in the end zone between the two teams. That means they'll take the flag.
All right.
That is the PG version.
He did give the PG version. Thank you very much, Jeff. 4 minute, 1 second drive there by the Saints. And the extra point on its way. It's up and it is good. 42-21, Xavier on top with 6:09 to play. Saints looking like they will head back to the Dome once again for the 3A semifinals. Back in a minute, listening to Playoff Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you here at Saints Field as the Saints have put this one away. 42-21, still 6:09 to play. Williamsburg still leading Mount Vernon. Cascade on top of Union 14-7 from the 20-yard line. Levi up the middle, 30, flag down. Gets to the 35-40 and down at the 41. But Jace Levi's run may come back a little bit. Going to be a hold on Assumption as Tanner Wright made the special team stop for Xavier.
Tanner Wright made the tackle on the kickoff.
And see where they will punish the Knights from which spot here. And it'll be a 10-yard mark off. Take the Knights back inside their own 30-yard line down to about the 28-yard line is where Assumption will put it into play.
Well, this will be the fifth possession for Assumption here in this second half, and it's been nothing but futility. Four punts leading into this fifth possession.
12 yards. Clemian Wohler's out to the right side. Levi will stay in the shotgun with a protector in there. The Saints are going to unleash their defensive ends. Levi on the keeper. Starts right, cuts it back to the middle, dives across the 35. Gets out to about the 36-yard line for eight. And he's over 100 yards now in rushing as he is up to 104 with one touchdown. And the clock continues to run. And really, Assumption in no hurry, right?
Really
here.
Not.
Clemmie out to the near side. And Bassier out to the left side. They'll send a man in motion. And Levi up the middle, same play. And it's hit at the 41. And hit dropped right there. Big collision.
McLean Berger
collided with him after the gain of five.
One of the best things Xavier's defense has done here in this second half is hold the Assumption playmaker, Levi, to a minimal yardage. I mean, they put more than a speed bump out for him. They made it very difficult in this second half.
First and 10. We'll mark it at the 42-yard line, wide side of the field to the right. Xavier showing the blitz. Levi to throw, throws a quick out. Catch made over to the far sideline by Gotilla. But a short gain. Schneider quickly on the stop. And they kept him in bounds as well. So mark it at the 45.
Now these out passes are, of course, setting up the out and up, which is going to be coming here at any point. But down 42-21, and they've got to move faster than they are right now if they're going to have any chance at catching Xavier.
No, they did say he got out of bounds. Second down and 7 from the left hash mark. Here's the keeper, Levi. Got a kick out block and brought down.
Tripped on his own block.
Yeah, he did. On Logan Clemmie's shoe. And didn't get much. Got it out to about the 48-yard line. For a pickup of about 2. And a third down upcoming. Williamsburg extending the lead 22-6 now over Mount Vernon. And could see a great career come to an end tonight, it looks like.
Now Drew Adams.
With Drew Adams. Third down for the 48-yard line. Twins to the left side. One setback. Four-man front. Third long 3. And a fumbled snap. Lou Xavier falls on it, I believe. Well, Kyle Krizek had it for a moment. And then it got away, but Xavier got it.
Yep, he did. Big 77.
No, that was he had it at first, and then Drew Tice. It squirted out from Kyle. But Xavier gets it. And if it wasn't in the bag before, it is now.
Second turnover of the game for the Assumption offense. And that pretty well seals the deal with 4:06 yet remaining.
As Xavier will get it back, and again in great field position at the 45 of the Knights. Listen to high school playoff football tonight at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. And Xavier will use all the 25-second play clock right here from the 45. Schulte under center. Hands it off to the second back through. Off tackle right, just pushing the pile forward inside the 40 and down to the 39, Braden Stobie. We'll talk with Dwayne Schulte coming up. At the conclusion of the ball game here tonight on the Rain or Door postgame show. And we're going to the Dome again.
That's right. On Thursday for the late tip-off.
Thursday nighter. Second down and 4, 3.5 to play here in the ball game. They're not going to hike that ball until Brad Stobie tells them to, and slipping and going down is Braden Stobie for a loss of a couple. Well, everyone's been talking about it all year.
Yep, I was just thinking the big showdown is about to happen next Thursday night.
And we're going to get it.
Everybody's wondered what happens if Xavier meets Solon, and it's going to happen now, folks.
What do they call that? The irresistible force?
The immovable object.
Meaning the immovable object?
Yeah. That defense for Solon is going to be something to behold.
First to 10, maybe, with the two defenses going at it. Third down for the Saints. They'll keep it on the ground. Stobie tripped up and falls forward inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. Gets those couple back. And I'm sure Xavier will punt it away here with 2.5 remaining in the ball game. All the scores coming up at the conclusion of the ball game. We'll have the semifinal pairings with Jeff Downing on the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by And thanks to Jeff, this will be the final one this year, and all the great correspondents.
And he's got eyes and ears everywhere, doesn't he?
He does. And I think Xavier's just going to let it go down, and there's the penalty. Delay of game will back Xavier up 5, so it's down to 2:01 to play here in the ballgame. Defense in the second half, offense in the first half, but the offense came alive with just smash-mouth football.
Just wore down Assumption to the point where they could have their way almost with them, especially in the rushing game.
Solon has won, 54-14. It's going to be Solon and Xavier, 11-0 versus 11-0 next Thursday night. And you and I are going to be up there. How's that for an executive decision? Alex will have two. Here's the kick by O'Connell. High kick and a fair catch called for, but Wooler's at the 5-yard line. Beautiful kick by O'Connell. He's had a nice night tonight.
He really has. He's put that ball in the coffin corner and then the fair catch on the 5-yard line. Man, you can't have much better night kicking than that.
We'll have a presentation of the awards coming up at the conclusion of this one. And this was a good, it's still a good 3A field. Just a beauty. As Assumption will go down tonight for the third time, they'll finish the year at 8-3. As the Knights will get ready to scrimmage from the 5-yard line. From the near hash mark, Jace Levi. Very, very good quarterback. He'll get the snap and he'll hand it off. And this is just Wohlers going off tackle. And Jack Lemke bringing him down after the pickup of 2.
Wade King knows that there's nothing he can do right now, but come across the field, shake Dwayne Schulte's hands, and these two have known each other for a long time. Well, going back to their days, even in high school, I'm sure they knew each other very well. As Dwayne, of course, first-team All-State for LaSalle at quarterback.
Two old ECIC guys.
ECIC guys, absolutely.
It's here for the old ECIC, KJ. Levi from the end zone to throw, and it's going to be a safety.
Yeah.
Tackled in the end zone. First sack of the night.
Kyle Krizek again.
He's had a great night.
Boy, he's had a great fourth quarter, that's for sure. He's been in on everything here.
And Xavier.
Add two more.
The defense gets in on the scoring and makes it 44-21.
Wade King was basically waving the flag of surrender, but he wasn't going to necessarily do it in quite that respect. That was just a great individual effort by Krizek.
And now Assumption will have a kick. Dowling did beat Johnston, 13-10. The Maroons are headed to the Dome.
For a rematch with the only team that's beaten them this year.
How much you want to put down on Dowling for the rematch?
We heard any scores from like Harlan and Sergeant Bluff Luton or Pella?
Well, we'll get them after the game.
Speaking of 3A.
Yeah, Pella, last score we heard, they were up 4.5.
Yeah. You know, you talk about this impending showdown here between Xavier and Solon in the eastern half. How about the two winners that are going to be out there in the western half? That's going to be a formidable group that comes in, too, for whoever wins that to go to the finals.
Absolutely. And it's been a terrific year in 3A football. Xavier is going to get this kick and probably just take a couple of knees here. And that will probably do it for this one. Defense and the offense going smash mouth in the second half. That has been the big difference tonight.
Well, Xavier just took it to another level here in the second half. And, you know, what they talked about at halftime, of course, will stay private. But you'd like to kind of know what the elixir was that came out of the bottle there. There's the onside kick.
And it's going to be at the 38-yard line. I think Xavier got it. No, they didn't. Assumption got it.
Assumption did come up with it. Defense coming back out on the field for Xavier.
And so the Knights will keep it. So they execute. We've seen more onside kicks executed well this year.
Go figure, after they took away your ability to drive the ball on the ground, too.
Yes.
That's kind of counterintuitive, but you're right. That's the way it's been this year.
So Assumption will have one more go at it here for the Knights. Two 100-yard rushers for Xavier here in the ball game tonight. Levi gets the shotgun snap. Pianche steps up in the pocket and hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. Guess who got him again? Kyle Krizek.
He's had a great fourth quarter. And how about this, Scott? We've got a score from Harlan and Sergeant Bluff Luton. It's a final. Kurt Blatt going back to the Unidome.
How about that?
Harlan Cyclones 34, Sergeant Bluff Luton 15.
Never discount Harlan Cyclones.
They know where the dome is. It's an easy drive. Everybody in the town can do it blindfolded, I promise you.
Second down, minute 5 to play here in the ball game. They'll keep it on the ground to Wohlers, just right up the gut to about the 39-yard line for two more as we'll go under a minute to play here in the ball game. Yeah, when you start underestimating Kurt Blatt, bad things happen. They were thought of to have a good team this year.
Well, their only loss was to a 4A school, Lewis Central.
That is correct. Third down. Saints are going to go back to the Dome. I believe they've been to the Dome each year in 3A now, at least to the semifinals. And they're going to do it again. Third down, 7. Clemmie coming in motion left to right. And they're going to try the flea flicker here, throwing it downfield. This one's going to be picked off and is falling down, Quinn Schulte. The old flea flicker there, John.
Total desperation, and Quinn Schulte just basically took it on his knees.
Third turnover, and that will officially do it. And Assumption will watch Xavier take a knee from the 29-yard line.
Yeah, credit Wade King and his Assumption Knights. They came up here in the first half and made a game out of it. Gave the Xavier fans a scare, but whatever was worked out at halftime, I tell you what, I'd like to have that in a bottle and sell that as a magic elixir.
Now, Wohlers threw that pass. Thank you, KJ. And a victory formation.
That'll do it.
Taken by Xavier. We're going to get a word from Dwayne Schulte coming up. I think he's going to be a mite bit happier when Jeff Moss talks with him this time. Xavier wins it 44-21. We will take a break. We'll go ahead here and take our final break, 2.5-minute timeout here back at the studios with Ben, and we'll come back with the Rainer Door postgame show right after this. Xavier wins it 44-21. Back after this here on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping, which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier volleyball team defeated Fort Madison 3-0 on Monday night and punched their ticket to the state volleyball tournament here in Cedar Rapids next week. The Saints will meet Independence next Tuesday night at 6 p.m. in a Class 4A quarterfinal. Charlotte Richards led the Saints with 17 kills, and freshman Jazz Yamalkowski had 10 digs and 14 assists. The Saints enter the state tournament as Class 4A's number one rated team and the top-seeded team in the tournament. Join Xavier for the 3rd annual Dancing with the Saints, January 20th at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Center. Tickets go on sale November 15th. Meet the dancers and coaches at xaviersaints.org/DWTS.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
We are back at Saints Field on the Rainer Door postgame show. Scott Hegarty, Jeff Moss. We're going to talk with Dwayne Schulte coming up in a moment. We welcome everyone on 106.3 FM. And we had a wild first half and turned into a defensive second half. And Xavier put it away with 16-0 run in the second half. They win it 44-21. Xavier still perfect in getting to the dome in Class 3A as the Saints will march on, and it's going to be 11-0 versus 11-0. Solon and the Saints coming up next Thursday night. That's the 8:20 game. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. If you joined us late, you missed all the fireworks in the first half. It's 28-21 at halftime. Xavier out in front. Saints had two punt returns for touchdowns from Braden Stovey, one from 76, the other one from 64. A fourth down pass from Quint Schulte to Jacob Hines for 35 yards. A Schulte 17-yard run. While Davenport Assumption, Jace Levi, a 65-yard quarterback draw. He had a 95-yard kickoff return on his own. And then a wide receiver pass from Gotilla to Ollers just ahead of halftime for 40 yards out. But then it was the Xavier defense in the second half holding Assumption to 39 yards. And Jeff Moss will get a word with Dwayne Schulte about that, I'm sure. Defense first and foremost at the top. Shut him out at 39 yards in the second half while Xavier put up a couple of touchdowns. Quint Schulte, a 4-yard run. Braden Stovey, a 19-yard run. And then the defense got into it with a safety there at the end to make it 44-21. We'll give you all the stats and facts and figures coming up here in just a moment. But it was not a happy group of Xavier Saints at halftime. And then they came in, John, or came out of the halftime locker room, and just they dialed it up to a different notch.
Well, I'll say it again. I don't know what it was that Dwayne Schulte and his coaches talked about at halftime, but if you could take that and put it in a bottle, sell it as a magic elixir, I think you'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, no doubt. As Xavier raises their record to 11-0 for the number one rated team in 3A, and Davenport Assumption ends their season with a record of 8-3. And I think another factor in this, and we talked about it all through the broadcast, was the fact that Assumption didn't have a lot of numbers, a lot of people going both ways, and you could just tell they got tired in that second half.
Absolutely. You know, you've got a Xavier team that has a lot of guys one way and a lot of Assumption guys that are out there and literally never come off the field. But, you know, that's a big part of them sealing the deal against Assumption tonight. But really, when you take a look at the score, there was a point there in the third quarter where it was a two-touchdown margin, and that basically you can take those two punt returns off the board, and it's an even Steven game, Scott. You got to go down to playing three facets of every game, and Xavier came out tonight, and they just did it. Kudos to that punt return team, because anytime you can put two punt returns for touchdowns up on a Wade King Assumption coach team, you're really, really executing, and so my hat's off to Wade King and the Assumption Knights. They came up here, and I think they gave everything they were possibly capable of giving Xavier tonight. But in the end, Xavier, just too much tradition, too many more athletes, too much more depth, home field advantage, and it all comes down to, hey, guess what? Saints going back to the Unidome where they're very, very happy and very comfortable.
And pretty good. Pretty good. Of course, the state champions in Class 4A.
Down 06.
06 with that terrific win against Southeast Polk.
Going to take away the last play of the game last year, and they're in the finals.
Absolutely, and maybe they got a chance to redeem. But Solon first, and that's going to be a great, great matchup. Solon a big winner tonight, 54-14 over a good West Delaware team. And we're going to get a word from head coach Dwayne Schulte coming up here. Jeff Moss downstairs, positioned and ready to go. May have to run a little interference with KJ Pilcher, but we'll get her in here. And we'll pick our Happy Joe's player of the game coming up here in just a little bit as well. And got a lot of candidates. Kyle Krizik was terrific. Jack Lemke was terrific. Braden Stovey, again, Quint Schulte tonight. I mean, all those guys were just absolutely fantastic.
As is always the case with Xavier, it's never one guy. And the first one to tell you that is always Dwayne Schulte. And if you talk to any of the guys that made touchdowns, they'll tell you that it's their line. So everybody doing their job, as Coach Schulte always preaches. But, in the end, the final analysis, just too much Xavier tonight for a very game Assumption Knight squad.
As I believe the seniors all gathered there and for their final walk here at Saints Field. And Jim O'Connell there along with Dwayne Schulte, they're looking happier here as they held Assumption to 39 yards in the second half.
Yeah, all went their way in the second half.
All right. Dwayne coming down there with Jeff Moss, and they're going to get out of the way, and we'll go down to Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. The head coach of the Xavier Saints here. Coach, much different second half today. Defense really stepped up in the second half, held them to 39 yards in the second half. Talk about the effort that those guys put in, especially in that front four.
Yeah, well, we just, you know, try to execute, do our job, and, you know, wrap them up. You know, they had some big plays. We'll stop them.
Offensively, your offensive line wore them down. Quinn had a great game running the ball. Braden Stovey returns two punts for a touchdown, takes one into the end zone. Talk about the running game in your O-line.
Well, it still boils down to the offensive line, so you got to give credit to Volk and Draker and Glaboker and E. Brown and Wyatt Johnson. And, of course, our tight ends, Jacob Hines and Jared Brown. And then our split guys did good, too. Gabe Lux and Jack Scott, they blocked, and Joey Drozel did a good job blocking the fullback.
Coach, back to the Dome. Big game next Thursday night. You'll enjoy this one tonight and get ready for Solon on a short week.
Thanks for covering us. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Dwayne Schulte, head coach of the Xavier Saints, as they head back to the Unidome undefeated. And next Thursday night's going to be a barn burner, gentlemen.
Oh, man. Now, I wish we could have a sideline guy. I wish we could have a sideline guy with us, but thanks to Jeff for helping us out throughout the year here. Say, look at the final numbers in this victory tonight. Unofficially for Xavier, 281 total yards, 249 for Davenport Assumption. For Xavier, 239 on the ground, 42 through the air tonight. Quinn Schulte was 4-for-7 for 42 yards and one touchdown. That touchdown to Jacob Hines came on a fourth down play. Two catches for 52 yards. I'll check that. Let's see. Make sure my math is correct here. And 52, 48, 58, 59. How about this, John? We shortchanged them. 4-for-7, 59 yards. One touchdown. I hate to shortchange anyone like that.
Absolutely.
So 298 yards for Xavier, 59 through the air. One catch for Scott for 11, Hines with 2 for 52, and Berger caught one tonight as well. On the ground, Braden Stovey, 21 carries, 124 yards, and one touchdown. And for Quint Schulte, 18 carries for 114 yards tonight for the Saints. Xavier with 14 first downs, penalized six times in the game for 45 yards. They had the one sack, and that was good for the safety there at the end of the ball game. For Assumption, 249 total yards, 140 on the ground, 109 through the air. Quarterback Jace Levi tonight, all told in the ball game, ended up 8-of-17, and that for 69 yards with no touchdowns and with two interceptions. Two catches for Clemmy. Mortilla had four catches for 30 yards and one catch for Thrapp. Wohlers had two catches tonight for a total of 45 yards in the ball game. On the ground, it was Levi leading the way, 16 carries, 108 yards, and one touchdown. Ryan Wohlers tonight carried it 13 times for 27 yards in the ball game. Assumption with 10 first downs, penalized seven times on the night for a total of 70 yards and three turnovers in the ball game. Third down conversions, Assumption was 4-of-11. While Xavier tonight was 4-of-9, Saints were 1 out of 2 on fourth down tries. And time of possession, pretty much even, Steven. 24 minutes, 20 seconds for Xavier. 23 minutes and 40 seconds for Davenport Assumption. And it wasn't completely pretty at times tonight by the Saints. And they got work to do. But a win's a win against a quality team.
And give credit in that first half for the things that kind of drove Coach Schulte and his coaching staff crazy to Wade King and the Assumption Knights. They've got a nice team. Had a tremendous season in many, many respects, but just not the quality of numbers, not the overall quality of putting 11 guys on the field. And when the final analysis comes around, Xavier just the better team and showed it loud and clear in the second half. And they're back where they belong. I mean, they believe every year that their season should extend well beyond when they can play on their own field. They expect to get to the Dome and be in the semifinals, Scott.
Going to have all the scores for the quarterfinals tonight, get you ready for the semifinal, and have those pairings for you with Jeff Downing coming up on the Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Holmes Murphy here as soon as we close up shop here today. And we need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, brought to you by Happy Joe's. And we have plenty of guys to choose from tonight, plenty of them.
Tough choice.
I think you got to go Braden Stovey.
You do too. Two punt returns for touchdowns and another one that he just ran in. My goodness. This is when you're going to play your last game on your home field, this is the way that Braden Stovey.
He's got one more here.
But this, when you're going to play your final one of the season on the field, this is the way you want to finish the season at Saints Field.
76-yard punt return for a touchdown, 64-yard punt return for a touchdown. 124 yards rushing and another touchdown for the junior, Braden Stovey. And Xavier again playing without Jax Jungi tonight.
Yes.
Hopefully another 6 days gets him ready to go for next Thursday night.
Jax took the senior walk coming down the field, but he was in street clothes.
Yep, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be ready to go for next week. And congratulations to Braden Stovey, the junior tailback. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. Now we can talk about it. Officially.
Yeah.
Been waiting all year.
Been speculating. Been hoping.
Yep. Solon and Xavier. Solon 11-0. Gave up a couple touchdowns. I don't know how West Delaware scored tonight. Had only given up 3 going into play tonight. And those were 2 very late touchdowns in the second half with the continuous clock there that the Hawks put up. You've got 2 terrific defenses going at it. You've got 2 offenses that when they need it, they can score. Sometimes do it in different ways. Xavier, probably a little bit more of the old-school type, if you will. But, boy, it's going to be fun next Thursday night.
Well, you got to think it's going to be a low-scoring game and a defensive struggle. And whoever makes the fewer mistakes has maybe the better field position or is the beneficiary of a turnover might be the end up with a win. But, you know, Scott, I don't live too far from Solon, and I've got neighbors just across the valley that send their kids to Solon. And a lot of people are saying that in the storied history of Solon football, this may be the best defense the school's ever had.
And that says a lot.
Yes, it
does.
Of course,
we'll get to see Mr. Linderbaum next week. We'll be playing in the Army All-American game and headed to the University of Iowa to play for the Hawkeyes next year.
Well, it's going to be fun. You know, I always say all roads lead to the Dome, and the cream of the crop always ends up there, and everything is just marquee value, and I'm expecting just a fantastic game, and I know that both teams will perform very well.
Yeah, and that's going to be next Thursday night, scheduled for an 8:20 kickoff. We'll probably take the air at about 8 o'clock. More details on that to come. And we'll have all the scores coming your way. That'll be next right here on KGYM. And, John, we'll see you at the Dome next Thursday night.
That's right, where we should be.
All right, it's going to wrap things up. Thanks to Andy Upton here at Xavier for all the hospitality. Appreciate it. Big thanks to Ben back in the studio. Thanks to everybody for tuning in, and a big thanks as well here tonight to all our great sports boosters to bring you high school playoff football right here on KGYM. So for Jeff Moss and for John Hegarty, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for tuning in. And the final score of this Class 3A state quarterfinal tonight, number one rated Cedar Rapids Xavier, 44, and Davenport Assumption, 21. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Saints Field here in Cedar Rapids.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers.